MoreLikeRadio.com, the new standard in internet radio.
Hey, you. Yes, you guessed 10,542. Change your username. And while you're in the More Like Radio live page listening to fine quality programming, notice the banner ad just slightly above the chat room? It's a link to something you want in Amazon. Click it. It's probably reminding you to order something you need from Amazon.com. Don't leave MLR and type the URL like a sucker. Just click the link and it'll open in a new window. This way you can buy your shit and continue listening to the show. Now, change your username. It's right there on the right, stupid.
Did you know you can listen to any of the More Like Radio shows on the go? Download TuneIn Radio on your smartphone and search More Like Radio and never miss a show.
Previously on Hippo Juice.
So deer could you imagine, like, if you're in a country that doesn't have deer indigenous and, you know, us find out they imported a deer as a pet?
Good. Kangaroos have small, round, black poos and usually leave several in the same place.
Ooh, they that sounds very, like a rabbit.
They sound like Nibbler from Futurama.
They are very similar to wallaby poos, but larger.
Oh,
wallaby scats are also pointier than kangaroo scats and sometimes have fibers sticking out.
Now you
Did
know.
You type in what is kangaroo shit like?
Yeah, yes. Pretty much. It's pretty simple.
What is the worst kind of animal poo?
Elephant. On land, elephant.
I would assume.
On land has to be elephant. Because sheer amount, volume-wise, it has to be.
Right, but then again, it's also the same as, like, cow shit, where it's all just grass shit.
No, it still
the stuff
smells.
That's the worst, like, is, like, the stuff that's, like, mixed with, like, meat and shit. You know what I mean?
Most smelly animal poos, top 10 countdown.
No, Marie,
here we
why
go.
In the world do they have that list?
Why would they?
I don't want that!
Hippo Juice is recorded in front of a live internet audience.
Ladies and gentlemen, step right up and witness the wonder of the Hippo Juice Show.
Isn't racism fun?
No, fuck you, bro!
Everybody's in my asshole right
no,
now.
No, it tastes like man balls.
And like,
It says men shouldn't fondle other men's bungholes.
Ah! Hippo Juice, nigga!
Welcome to the Hippo Juice Show. The number calling is 954-573-2780. Hashtag Hippo Juice on Twitter or Facebook if you want to get in contact with the show. Today is
gonna be the day that they're gonna give it back to you.
Always
by now, you should have found out that it really goes down to you.
Nailed it, John.
I didn't want to get sued.
Today's April 8th, 2015.
It is Lost Day. 4/8/15. And then you could have, if you did military time, did 23/42.
I don't want to do it.
Wait, what's going on?
The Lost numbers were 4/8/15, 23, and 42. That was like the whole thing for the TV show Lost. We finally made it to April 8th, 2015, which is 4/8/15. And then if you went in military time, you also could have done 23/42.
Same combination on my luggage.
So, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
It is 7:07 in the Boca Raton area.
What is it in military time?
The hot. They say that
1700 hours.
Boca Raton, Florida is what New York wants to be. It's the city that always sleeps because mostly old people live there. Welcome to the show once again. Joined as always by Marie, don't call me Sarkeesian Lopez.
Just call me Marie Lopez.
I don't want to do that. Sean Running Waters is actually in studio today.
What? Sean's mic is not on.
Let's try that again.
I have not been used to Sean being here. So let me do that again. Sean Running Waters is here.
Say what?
There he is. Perfect. John the Laser Santeri.
Pew, 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 pew.
Oh, your laser died.
And
the battery died.
And Joel about to get a text Van Wingerden because he's not on the show. Because I mean, I don't even mind. I hope he's dead because
we don't know where he is. Where is he?
Are
wait,
you?
Wait, let me do his Because it's all about the bass, about the bass, no treble. It's all about the bass, about the bass, no treble.
Don't do his thing. I don't even like when he does his thing.
But so. John likes when he does his thing.
Yeah. Oh God! Welcome to the show, guys. We're gonna try to bring you some laughter.
Try. We're gonna succeed.
We're gonna succeed in bringing you some laughter. Hopefully,
if we don't, go fuck yourself.
That's being mean for no reason. So I mean, what do we want to talk? Well, okay. First thing we want to talk about, because we were talking about this right before the show, and I want to get right into it. The biggest movie
in cinema history, really?
No.
No,
It's breaking all sorts of box office records. Is the new Fast and the Furious movie, Fast 7 or whatever?
Fast and the Furious 7.
Yes, and
the fastest.
No, that's not the title of it.
Is that what they're doing?
No, that's Marie being an idiot. It's not called the fastest.
Is that not it?
Well, they wanted to put 7 F's in the title.
No,
for 7.
Oh, okay.
Well, it released on Friday, right? Like, that was the whole big thing?
How much
Thursday
money did
night?
It make? Can someone pull it up, how much money it made?
A lot.
I know it made a lot. But what I don't understand is that I have a couple questions. Because John, apparently... John, did you go watch the movie?
I have not seen it yet because I don't want to see it. Hear me out. I don't want to see it on a Friday, and I don't want to see it on a weekend. I want to see it during the day. So that no jabronis can like interrupt the oh Miguel, oh, look how fast he's going. Oh, blah, blah. It's like, so I don't want to deal with that shit.
$147 million.
Okay.
That's not what I see. Box Office Mojo says weekend report Furious 7 opens with $392 million worldwide.
Oh, worldwide? You're probably looking at domestic. That's what's going on.
Oh, yeah, yeah. 147 debut.
Okay, so a lot of money. So my point is, now, John, you like the series, you were saying, correct?
I've always enjoyed it because of what I know what it is.
It's Tyrese action, is acting.
It's an action-packed movie with like, you know, like mediocre actors and actresses. But it's like it's a movie to watch to keep you occupied.
You never had your car. First off, if we're going to start there. Now, I remember watching I watched the first movie. OK, I did. And actually, somebody posted a picture of what they were stealing in the first movie. And it's like an old TV VCR set, like things that are ridiculous now. That's how old the series is. So the first movie I remember was about racing. Now, what I missed is somewhere in the middle, it basically became Ocean's 11 with fucking Honda Civics. Can you explain to me how that happened? Because I have no clue. Number one. Number two, does this overall story arc, first off, number one, so big, and number two, so good that it needs 7 movies?
Well, I'm going to stop you right there because the first thing you said wrong was in the beginning when you said the first one was based was surrounded by racing. It was not. It was an undercover officer.
I know. I watched it. But he was in street racing. The whole point was it went from that to heist, which I'm sorry, but I have seen the synopsis of the fucking the latest one. It is nothing to do with the first movie outside of the characters.
Well, I mean, if we're talking about the entire series, what I find is really funny was that the first one, I was like, okay, the first one, they end on a cliffhanger. And then they came out with all those parodies that were on, like, E-Bombs World and everything. Too fast, too furious. And they were making fun of it because it wasn't even exist. And then it came out. They called it Too Fast, Too Furious.
Yeah, but so everyone went to go see this movie. John, you're going to go see it. I don't get it. First off, the laws of physics don't apply. That's number one. Number two, why do they need to shift into 27th gear? They're always shifting. There's 5 or 6 gears, depending on your car. So I don't get that. Number three, how does Vin Diesel read more than 3 lines? I am Groot, perfectly fine. He's great for that. But reading more than that, he's not a good actor. He's barely an action star because he can't turn his head. It's really, really awkward. And then you have Paul, now that he's dead, thank God, Walker. Blonde Keanu Reeves. And I didn't get it in fucking Tyrese Giblets and what the fuck else? Who the fuck else is in those movies? Ludacris. Yeah. Outstanding actors like Ludacris.
Oh, Michelle Rodriguez. Ronda Rousey was in it.
Okay.
What about Tony Jaa, like the next Bruce Lee?
No,
except he's
no.
not going to die from demons.
Shut up, Tokyo Drift. I don't want to hear it. All right. And that's the other thing. What the fuck was that about? Tokyo Drift was terrible. How in the world... did this movie keep making money? And now again, because the thing is, like, I don't see those little ricers on the road anymore like I used to. So who's going to see this? Like, is it just people? It's the same people that see Transformers.
It's people that need closure with the death. Everyone wanted to see how the movie was going to handle Paul Walker being dead.
But they don't kill him off in the movie.
Or did they?
And by the way, I'm not even saying spoiler alerts because fuck you. If you're going to go watch this,
it brings the name spoiler alert to a new level because cars have spoilers.
Yo, dog, I heard you like spoilers on your car. So what
God
I did was I took Paul Walker
God
and I killed him
it.
And put a spoiler on top of his coffin.
Do not pimp Paul Walker's coffin exhibit, please. Do not pimp
You never
it.
Had your coffin. You never had your corpse.
God.
I used to die back here in high school. From here to the train tracks is exactly a 100 corpses.
Now, John.
I live, Brian Earl Spilner. Sounds like a serial killer. Guess what? I live my life a quart of blood at a time.
Oh, God. Okay, exhibit. Thank you.
I live my life on the edge.
I got it. Thank you. Now, does Vin Diesel only wear tank tops? The answer is yes.
No, that wasn't my question. I already knew that.
But then again, you're making fun of him now. Have you not seen the Chronicles of Riddick?
No, I have.
I have seen them, and that's fine. But, okay, the first Riddick movie, he doesn't even talk. So let's face it. The best movies that Vin Diesel is when he speaks at least. Guardians of the Galaxy, the first Riddick movie. That's how. That's why.
Iron Giant? He spoke in that.
Yeah, but he was animated. Doesn't count. Yes, Marie.
So in Furious 7, I heard that...
Is that what it's called? Furious 7?
I think so.
Why was it called Fast 5, Fast and the Furious 6, and now Furious 7?
Well, because everyone's mad.
I think
mad.
One of them was actually called Fast and the Furious, not The Fast and the Furious.
Yeah, fucking... What? See, doesn't that annoy you? Go ahead, sorry.
So,
Fast and Furious First Blood.
I hear in Furious 7, there is a scene where two cars are going 100 miles an hour and crash head on, and both guys get out with no scratch.
And
is
by
that
the way,
true, John?
I haven't seen it.
Yes, I'll tell you this is true because I saw the CinemaSins, and that is one of the things they point out.
I also heard that a car rolls about 27 times down a mountain, and the guy crawls out with only a scratch on
his
head.
Yes, they are unkillable.
Well, I mean, if you do look when they're working on their 10-second cars, they have roll cages, and roll cages are used in high-performance racing and stunt driving.
John, I saw the movie. I saw the riff tracks, to be fair. So I'll explain how I saw it. The riff tracks of the one where the gasoline truck is rolling down the mountain. I'm sure you've seen it. And Vin Diesel drives underneath it. You can, now, try to explain with roll cages how that's even in any way possible.
Well, if you're going 140 miles an hour and you have a roll cage on, I mean, it's good for you because you're not going to die.
You will die. You will die.
Okay, you might die.
It's not the movie Death Proof. And by the way, speaking
or
of that,
is it?
Furious 7, I think Punchy made the joke. Furious 7 sounds like a prequel to Tarantino's new movie, The Hateful Eight.
Oh, yeah. That does. So do you want to know where Furious 7 ranks as far as box office openings
I would
of
love
all
to.
Time?
I would love to know.
This movie ranks 9th all time behind Avengers, Iron Man 3, the final Harry Potter, the two Dark Knight movies, the two Hunger Games, and Spider-Man.
Whoa, African-American night movies.
I have another point to bring up as well.
Okay.
I'm sure it's as right, good as right. the first one.
7 movies for the Fast and the Furious franchise.
And they're making an 8th, by the way.
For right now, present, and not including the spinoff with motorcycles called Torque. All right. Star Wars has
Nothing
7 movies.
Star Wars.
So, like, I mean, what do you think about them having 7 movies?
Well, I think it's terrible. Everyone all agrees that the prequels were horrible. So, right now, so far, if they follow the same, you never.
But that, Disney no. has their hands on number 7.
Right.
And then how? And another point as well. All of the 7 Fast and the Furious movies. Uh-huh. All like all of their continuity, they all link together. Even if you watch Tokyo Drift, it because you're like, oh, I thought this guy was dead. I saw him die. It's like, no, this happened just after the events of this movie.
No, I don't care how good their comic book continuity is. The problem is, it is the...
Oh, is it the DC of Furious 7?
It's
it is the DC of Furious 7.
It is just... It's like Transformers. I mean, it's the same idea. The laws of physics go well. You're not going there for a plot. You're going there to see Vin Diesel jump out of a car and survive. And it's like, come on. Like, and by the way, something else that I'd like to bring up. Every movie that I've seen or riff tracks that I've seen of it, they're always the only ones on the highway when they're heisting something. There's never ever been another car just drive. Always. They always find these highways where there's nobody. Get the fuck out of here. Okay? Enough. And when they stole the fucking cars from a train or some bullshit, what was that about? Come on. They're terrible. Listen. If it's the Avengers, where I know it's a comic book movie and they're supposed to have superpowers, that's awesome. That's great. And the acting's better. But when you go to something like Fast and the Furious, the problem is that you're basing this movie in reality. It's not based, but these people are doing things that in no way would a human survive.
Or what if they are superhuman and you just don't know?
No, I'm 100% sure they're not. Because one of them is Tyrese, the other one's Ludacris.
Well, The Rock is a wrestler. So he has superpowers.
No, he doesn't.
But then also, you're saying that there's no cars on the road. What about when they went to Puerto Rico and they're trying to rob rob the government and steal a armored truck there? And there's cables going around all over the place on this bridge, and there's cars going to and fro. So there's innocent bystanders when they go from the bank to the bridge, and they're firing chain cannons at cars. Cars are getting destroyed left and right. People are in these cars. So how can you say that those people were not in their cars driving on the road when you're saying that people should be driving on the road?
Okay, I want you to explain this one to me. The movie, and I saw the riff tracks of this one, the movie where the airplane was, when they were fighting at the end on the airplane on the runway when it was moving. You know which one I'm talking about?
Uh-huh.
Was that the last one? I don't remember which one it was.
That was I'm pretty sure that was 6.
Okay. Well, I did the math. If
7.
The
there's 7 characters. That's why it's called Furious 7. I did the math. I counted them up.
Back to the airplane. When they're fighting on the airplane, if you time the scene and see how fast the airplane's going, the runway would have to be 106 miles long for that scene to take place. And explain to me how that happens.
They're actually on the world's largest airstrip Dubai.
They're not. You're making that up. You just
look it up.
No, I'm not. Don't say look it up because you know I'm lazy and I'm not going to.
I'm not calling you anything. I'm just saying all of the shooting locations and also all of the heist locations are very intricately detailed.
Okay.
Because they got to find every single angle. They got to try to do.
Look.
They got to find every in, every out. So that's why it seems like it's above and beyond, because they actually put their minds to it. And when you realize, and I believe a famous rapper once said,
Charles Dickens,
it's not how you stands by your cause, it's how you race your cause. I gotta remember that.
I will counter that with "Don't say my car is topless, say its titties are out" by poet Nasir. What's Nasir Jones? Is that correct? Is that his full name? Is that Nas's full name?
I have no idea.
Someone look up Nas's full name. I believe it's Nasir Jones. So I counter you with that. Secondly, speaking of that, you're going to tell me, and you're the first person that complains about shitty actors. You're the one that lost your shit because Queen Latifah's a person. Why in the world are you giving Tyrese a pass?
I'm not giving him. I'm not saying he's a great pet. There is a bazillion other people in these movies. I don't think he's a good actor. I don't even think he's a good singer.
Well,
is he hot though?
Do you think he's hot?
Would you blow him?
Would you blow him though?
Absolutely not.
Oh, that is absolutely yes, Marie. Would you blow him?
Nasir bin Ulodara Jones.
Not gonna work here.
Not gonna work here no more.
That's for sure. All right. You know what? I can't keep doing this because I'm getting fast and furious at this conversation, guys.
But may I have one thing? Because no. I mean, like, I watched the first movie when I was in high school. I was modeling, and I was like,
Fancy.
And lo and behold, I go to college and I join car fashion, and I start taking acting lessons. Cat Fancy.
You make out with a chick with a cleft palate.
Make it into Too Fast, Too Furious. I get to hone what I did from there. I met all these beautiful people.
You did put and that also, traffic down with conviction.
You, when John put that traffic cone down, that was the best acting in the entire series.
That's another thing. You guys are only seeing that. They cut down a fight sequence that I did. My fight sequence is still in there in the beginning of the movie.
Yeah, who are you fighting?
So it was supposed to be the actual coordination was supposed to be two local gangs, and I roll up.
Were they interracial gangs?
They were Latin.
Oh, racist.
Whatever.
But accurate to LA.
Yes.
But anyway, the whole thing was that like they were talking shit about both our cars, and it was like, hey, you want to go? Let's go. And so we start like fighting.
So
it's on film.
I believe you. You don't have to tell me about it. I don't care. But the movies are still terrible.
I'm not saying they're Oscar winning, but they are. They're electrifying. Do you like wrestling?
I mean, yeah, but counterpoint, I'm not paying $15 to go see wrestling.
So Domino in the chat had a very good idea for another seven series movie. We need to resurrect Point Break, but it turns into a heist, but they heist off of surfboards.
My God, we'll call it Ocean's Point Fast and Furious.
Don't do that.
What do you think? Ocean Point Fast and Furious.
I like it.
Baywatch and, Team Night Watch.
And the plot is there's a dangerous tidal wave,
okay,
you know, based from a tsunami that's approaching the Los Angeles coastline, and there's a bank on the coast, and they're going to ride the tidal wave and crash into the SunTrust building and rob the SunTrust building while the tidal wave is happening. Because no one will know that anything's going on while the tidal wave is ruining the entire city.
I feel like this was the plot for an episode of CSI Miami.
Or at least Bird Notice. This sounds very weird.
Yeah.
No, I like Burn Notice.
You see, they're going to have snorkel masks so that they can survive, but also gear to survive the impact so they can swim afterwards, but you know the glass won't hurt them.
If there's a tidal wave and they're using a snorkel mask, they're going to die.
No, like scuba gear.
You're going to have a bad time.
Like scuba gear.
You're going to have a bad time.
They're going to have oxygen, right? But then they're also going to have guns.
Wouldn't they rust in the water or like you?
But then they'd have to
them?
Like soup up their surfboards because the surfboards are going to need that.
You can't soup up. You could throw stickers on it, I guess, but you can't soup it up.
No, they're going to invent some sort of like jetpack for the back of their surfboard so that
then
they
why
can
wouldn't
blast.
They just use the jetpack? You don't need the surfboard anymore if you have a jetpack.
How are you going to control it, Royce, on the water?
Do not defend your dumb movie, Brian. Because it is stupid.
But then how do you feel about them redoing Scarface? But no, wait, no, it's in L.A. It's on a different coast. It's like, don't fucking... They've done 10 remasters of this goddamn movie, and they're fucking coming out with Scarface. And they're not even sugarcoating. They're just calling it Scarface. Like, what do you think? Do you think the main bad guy's name is going to be Tony Montana?
But your womb is polluted, so... Couldn't tell you. Look, let's move on from this. From the
and Dennis is right. All of these are prequels leading up to Ocean's 11.
Really?
You know what? That makes sense because they can't be on the road anymore. It's furious. You're right. Then they become the ocean, the Fast in the Ocean, because they drive their speedboats. And then it just turns into, oh my God, Brad Pitt is an aged Paul Walker. This all makes sense.
And then Ocean's 11 is actually a prequel to Con Air.
Oh, even better.
Because eventually they're going to have to get to airplanes.
So then, and then Triple X is a spinoff from that because Vin Diesel is awful.
And then Con Air is just a prequel to Guardians of the Galaxy when they go into space.
Awful Will in the chat room says, nothing's cooler than a rocket-powered surfboard. Look, okay, I get the ideas are cool.
It's a really cool idea.
But wouldn't the rocket get wet?
It's a water rocket.
Yeah, it's a turbine.
You know, like those jetpacks.
Clear about that earlier.
You know those jetpacks that people use to shoot water out the jetpacks so they can fly in the water. It's like that.
It's propulsion the jets.
But it's a surfboard.
Okay, so you and your Benny and the Jet surfboard thing is great. But can we move on to another story, Marie? Do you have something for us, please?
Something more about my surfboard?
No,
jetpack.
I don't know.
Idea?
Something about Mary.
A different story.
Well, yeah. Speaking of water.
Oh God.
We didn't get to last night. We were going to talk about Floridians won't stop drowning tortoises that they were trying to set free.
Drowning tortoises?
Oh, yes. I read about this. Go ahead.
This is on Gawker. So gopher tortoises who enjoy being on land when they're able to maintain such basic functions as breathing and not dying, cannot swim. So Floridians, as dumb as they are, and I'm not going to play the music because I don't have a Dutch to annoy.
Oh, thank God.
You're right. I should play it.
No! What did I even say?
Everyone from Florida is stupid.
Everyone from Florida drowns turtles.
Might not be
All right. Anywho. Sorry. So, yeah. If you find a tortoise, don't put it in the water. It likes air.
That's not true.
The Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission received multiple reports of well-meaning tortoise murderers in the past month.
It's a fucking,
holy shit.
The fucking Holocaust.
It's a fucking massacre. Apparently, Floridians have been confusing the tortoises with more water-friendly sea turtles, which have flippers.
And it's pretty easy. The one with flippers go in the water.
And they won't immediately drown upon being dropped into the ocean.
So basically, it's like they're just throwing a rock in the ocean, in a canal.
It is. They're weighted. That's so not fair.
No. Oh, my God. It's like you're killing a bunch of little turtle mafias, like just throwing them weights.
You might
in the
as
ocean.
Well just tie an anvil to their shell and sink them.
Fucking turtles.
Just, hey. Where's Mr. Tortoise, Mr. Turtle? Oh, I thought he was with you. I heard he's sleeping with the fishes.
Okay, no, just stop. Is that it? So we as Floridians are just murdering rows of turtles?
Yeah, it was our PSA for the day. The PSA of the day. That rhymes. I like that.
Don't murder turtles.
Don't murder tortoises.
Whoa, what is that thing?
That's a tranny. That's not a turtle, Sean.
Oh, what's the difference?
Oh, she has a penis.
One's hotter.
Which one?
You guess.
Wait,
the
Sean.
The one with the penis?
Just out of curiosity, what made you lead to tranny porn?
There were turtles in the thing, and it was bothering me, and I was like, what would shake this up a little bit? So, Bailey J.
Also, oh my God, baby turtles.
Baby turtles.
I just looked at the chat again.
Look at that one chicken is
butt. Oh my God, baby turtles. Thanks, guys. Should I move on? Because I'm just going to keep it.
Yes, enough of baby turtles. Move on.
Baby turtles. Burger King offers to pay for Burger and King's Whopper of a wedding.
Oh God, why?
Wait, the burger and the King's Whopper is getting married, so they're catering?
Oh, no. Oh, no. I just saw what I didn't understand the word play at first, and then I moved to the first sentence of the article. Now I understand the word play. Joel Berger and Ashley King of Illinois are getting married.
Shut up. No, I'm not. No, so no I was making catering fun. No, I was joking King around, guys. Come on.
Wedding.
Joel Berger and Ashley King are becoming the Burger King wedding. You see? You see how that... You get it, Royce?
It's the Burger, my God.
It's
I
the Burger King wedding.
I don't like
it. It's the Burger King wedding.
At all.
In Illinois. Mm-hmm. They're getting married.
Really?
Finally uniting the two warring families of the fast food kingdom and bringing peace to our land. No, but not really. A Burger King wedding is happening, and the burger chain has offered to foot the bill.
Wow. What is it, the $20?
I bet that's her dream wedding.
Too bad Wendy's
Burger
wasn't
catered.
Too bad Wendy's wasn't called the Lopez Sarkisian fast food chain, because otherwise we could have had...
Yeah, because otherwise we'd have been shut down by the health department within the first 6 months.
Oh.
Yeah. I like Dundee Bear.
I get it.
I don't understand. So just because two people marry and their names become the restaurant, then they get to cater? That's not fair. It's not fair.
Yeah, what about Debbie Pizza and Richard Hutt?
No. Oh, I hate that. No, stop it.
The Pizza Hut wedding?
Yeah, stop it.
Don't Maybe they'll it. Like put that special like stuff that. On the crust, no. like the no. jizz or whatever it's called.
No. Or Christopher Red and Deborah Robin.
I don't know.
And they end up having the Red Robin wedding.
I
the Red
it.
Wedding
I,
ends
I,
up being a Game of Thrones
did,
theme.
Did he, okay.
What if Tom Papa names or marries a lady that's last name is Johns?
Then I guess Papa Johns and Peyton Manning would be there.
Peyton Manning.
That sounds
awful.
Peyton
Manning, I think, is contractually obligated to show up everywhere with a dude from Papa John's.
You're right. I'm pretty sure that's that's accurate. Mm-hmm. That's not even. Does that mean that they actually have to eat at Burger King for their reception, though? Like, is Burger King coming to them, or do they have to go to Burger King?
And the wedding cake will be just a bunch of microwavable apple pies stuck together. Oh, it's going to be
that
delicious.
That sounds so horrible.
What do you mean? How about Hershey pies? Hershey pies are pretty good.
I like them. Fine. Oreo
as long
cheese.
As the Hershey pies.
Yes. The Oreo cream or cheese.
All right. By the way.
For their engagement photo, they took a few shots in front of their local Burger King.
Do you think that means that they're not allowed to have alcohol at the it has to be a dry wedding?
Do you think the Burger King Kids Club also has to participate in their ceremony?
No, they can't because that particular Burger King doesn't have a ramp, so wheels can't get there from the Kids Club. Okay, look, I've become really, really obsessed with this Dear Prudence thing. I know I've been reading him every week because...
What about gay? Is that gay porn?
People ask the best questions to this bitch. I love it. Okay. Here's a question for Prudence.
Okay.
Late husband's diary. I found my late husband's my late husband's box of diaries a few months after his passing. First off, queer. He kept a meticulous record of our children's growing up and various family activities, which are now a treasured memory. I was shocked. Get ready, guys. Heel turn coming. I was shocked and dismayed, however, to discover he also wrote of his yearning for his past girlfriend, whom he dated when he was in his late teens. Every now and then, his entry includes his feelings for her. He wrote that he was devastated to learn of her marriage and how he fantasizes that he was in her, that he was with her while making love to me. When I had our first child, he wondered what his baby would look like if he had one with his ex. The ex-girlfriend is someone I know through mutual friends, and she lives in another country. I am certain they did not have any contact, but now I feel like my memories of my husband are tainted, and I'm heartbroken as though he cheated on me. I also wonder what I should do with these diaries, which contain great love for our kids. And
burn them!
An inscription of normal family things we did together, and also evidence of his affection for another woman. I thought we had a good marriage, but now as 30-year-old widow, I guess we didn't. Now.
Widow?
Yes, because he died.
Oh, he died. Okay.
Was it a widow?
No.
Like she was like 3 feet tall, a widow?
Yes, he died, and then she found his diaries. And in the diaries, he says that he wishes he was with his ex. Now, before we say what Prudence says,
do you think he died of a broken heart?
I want you guys to put your thinking caps on. Let's see if we can help. Let's see if we can help this guy better than Prudence did. So, what
guy?
It's a girl. Sorry.
Okay, how do we help the girl cope with the fact that her dead husband?
What advice would you give her?
Kill herself.
You're not good at this.
No, I'm really.
That's
not.
Why you. That's why you got fired the first day as a hostage negotiator.
Well, I mean,
it was terrible, Sean.
I didn't think he was going to do it.
It was an orphanage. And well, he said, I'm totally going to do this.
That's why I said I didn't think he was going to do it.
I'm totally going to do this.
I didn't think he was actually going to do it, though. No, that's really a lot of kids. Really, there were like 600 kids in there. He killed all of them.
And I actually have audio of a.
Do it, faggot. You won't do it. You won't do it.
Where did you get that? That was suppressed. No, you can't play that. That was suppressed by a jury.
It's all alleged, people. Yes, what, Marie?
Maybe what she should do is find her dead husband's family and like fuck them to get back at him.
He's dead, though. He wouldn't.
But his ghost will know.
What ghost?
Did you just watch Ghost again?
No.
Marie?
Were you watching Ghost Hunters?
She was watching Ghost again.
No.
It's not like Patrick Swayze. I already told you.
Oh.
So if you think you're going to kill me and then I'm also going to take a pottery
rape his
that,
dog.
It's not going to happen. No. Don't rape his dog. You're going over the edge again, Marie. It's too far.
Write a diary about how much she yearned for her ex-boyfriend and then burn it and then send the ashes to her dead husband's grave.
He won't read. He's still dead. It won't matter.
Well, then I don't know. He's
John,
dead.
What advice do you have?
I bid $1.
No.
Oh, I bid $2.
No, stop
it. I hate John.
This is not Price is Right.
Oh, what was the question one more time?
No, you were not paying attention. You were probably watching more trailers for Fast and the Furious instead of focusing.
No, because I was distracted by Western Echo posting this Jeff.
Hot.
First like, off, do not pass the buck to Dennis, okay?
Oh, I know what she should do.
Yes.
She should get a boob job.
Yes.
Why?
That's what all women that are self-conscious that their husbands don't love them.
But isn't she old?
No, she's in her 30s, isn't she?
I just wish that we could like pay attention to us talking and we could stop looking and posting pictures of trannies in the
Who's
chat
Who's doing that?
Sean?
I have my answer for you.
I'm sorry. I was on Twitter. She posted something on Twitter and then I just got lost in Google. It happens.
If people don't behave, I'm going to make everybody close the chat room. That's what's going to happen.
Okay, I behave.
I don't know.
So you want my answer, Royce?
Yes.
All right. Basically, like, she should really reflect.
What?
I have no idea what the hell this
is. I don't know either.
Sorry. Continue, John.
The woman that's calling Dear Prudence, you know, or writing to Dear Prudence should definitely, like, just, like, look at herself. And maybe she really does have problems and maybe, like, like, if she was a better person, he wouldn't have been like, oh, I wish I wasn't my ex.
Hold on. He's still dead, though. I don't know if this is going to help her. Well, what Prudence says is...
Go fuck yourself.
Go fuck yourself, bitch.
She's been very harsh this week. She was quitting smoking, I think, is what happened.
That's not nice.
She's been very grumpy
and
pants.
She is really upset lately.
Very grumpy.
What you discovered is that your husband wrote down the thoughts most people let pass without a trace. I'm sure you had a good marriage. How would she know that? I bet he was so happy that he was married to you. How would you know that? And not her. How do you know that? He didn't even have to go on at length about how much he loved you in the diary because it was self-evident in the fact of his life. How do you know that? What he used the diary for was for a record of the passing event and also to work out something deeply private and deeply human that he didn't want to burden or your happy marriage with. Many, many people live alternate lives in their heads. It's a pleasure and price of being human and having the capacity for such thoughts. So while he was totally devoted to you in his life, how do you know that? It was a full worry. Okay, whatever. Anyway. So basically she says she's trying to pump her up. But my thing is that first off, you should know your husband had a problem because he's a grown man keeping fucking diaries.
Mm-hmm.
That's weird.
Mm-hmm. He's watching Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants way too much.
I've never seen that movie, but I'm pretty sure that's funny if someone's seen it.
I've never seen it either.
So then how do you know?
I just assume.
Maybe she was...
A man that keeps a diary probably enjoys Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants.
Or is Doug funny? Didn't he have a journal? Doug, he had a journal.
Oh, yeah, he did have a journal.
They tried to make it cool and called it a journal. And that it was a diary. You knew what it was, Doug.
How about his wife should stop snooping around through his private affairs?
And can I say that I was really upset that they fucking passed by the pork chop Doug's dog was a vegetarian dog? Like, that's not healthy for the fucking dog. You can't just make a dog vegetarian.
Yeah, you can. You give him plants.
You shouldn't.
Why not?
I mean, most dog food is filled with additives and stuff.
But
And plants have electrolytes, and that's what dogs need.
Is this what plants crave?
No, it's what dogs crave.
But what are electrolytes?
It's what plants crave. Let's see here. Let's pick Human Centipede 3.
For 100, Alex.
Because we've been on a movie kick.
I'd watch that.
Guess how many centipedes or how many people will be in the next centipede?
5,000.
Well, that's too much.
I bid $1. Wait, I can't
keep
doing 12?
That's too little.
100.
That's too little.
1,000?
Centipede. That's too 12. Much. 12.
Divide by 2. 500. It's 500.
500?
500 person together. Human centipede.
Ass to mouth.
So is this going to be like a movie or is it going to be like a Guinness Book of World Record?
The third film about sewing people's faces to other people's butts has now a disgusting plot synopsis. The world cannot stand. Uh-huh. Entertainment Weekly has released the long and vile synopsis for Human Centipede 3. It's predictably awful and includes a 500-person human centipede. That's the thing where one human's face is sewn to another person's anus and so on, 500 times over.
Hot.
Not the cuttlefish.
I don't know. Isn't there a diminishing returns on the amount of gross factor after like 50 people sewn together?
I don't know.
Can the brain
all
comprehend
just shitting into one another's mouths?
But the also point is like how much you have to feed the guy in the front then to reach all 500 of them. Think about that.
I mean, I guess if he kept eating, he would eventually keep. I guess that would be the interesting part is how long it would take the first person's shit to get to the last person's mouth.
Probably or a long
here's
time.
The thing too. It's aren't like these a, movies? It's like people that get lost in the woods and they go to this mad scientist and the mad scientist is trying to make a centipede. How come they haven't caught this guy yet?
First off, how does he get a hold of 500 people?
That's what I'm saying.
Pretty.
Does he fucking?
But he puts out like a Craigslist ad.
Come get your mouth shit in.
Yeah, where would that? What section was service?
Paid services.
Paid services. Yeah, I guess you're services. Right.
Well, I can read the plot.
Oh, I would love to hear the plot.
Is there one?
Bully prison warden Bill Boss died.
Stop it. No. Okay.
No.
Back up.
Bill the Boss Man. Boss.
Bill Boss. Mm-hmm. Leading a big state prison in the U.S. of A. has a lot of problems. His prison statistically has the highest amount of prison riots, medical costs, and staff turnover in the country. But foremost, he is unable to get the respect he thinks he deserves from his inmates and the state governor, Eric Roberts. He constantly fails in experimenting with different ideas for the ideal punishment to get the inmates in line, which drives him, together with the sizzling heat, completely insane. Under threats of termination by the governor, his loyal right-hand man, Dwight, comes up with a brilliant idea. A revolutionary idea which could change the American prison system for good and save billions of dollars. An idea based on the notorious Human Centipede movies that will literally and figuratively get the inmates on their knees, creating the ultimate punishment and deterrent for anyone considering a life of crime. Having nothing to lose, Bill and Dwight create a jaw-dropping 500-person prison centipede.
So he does it at a prison and they let him do it?
I guess. Why wouldn't you? They're prisoners. Fuck them.
Well, that's the plot. So I guess more to come and you can watch it when it airs.
Probably not going to watch it. I mean, I'm pretty sure I'm not going to watch it.
No? I'm going to watch it. I watched the first two. Why wouldn't I watch this one?
It just...
Is this going to be on like Netflix or something?
No idea. Let's see here. Human.
I know Daredevil comes out this weekend on Netflix.
Dude, I cannot fucking wait for that fucking movie.
Yeah, well, not the movie.
Or series or whatever you want
to
call it.
All the episodes come out at the same time, too.
Well, it's set to release May 22nd.
And wow, they feel confident about it. A May release?
Why? What's wrong with May?
No, May's good. I mean, usually shit movies are released in January.
Usually.
And literally, this movie's about shit.
So they want this one to be about like a summer. Maybe they want it to be a summer blockbuster.
Yeah, well, I mean, who knows? If people go see the fucking figurative shit that is Fast and the Furious, they'll go see someone see literal shit in other people's mouths. Why not?
I guess so.
Where's all this anger coming from, Royce?
Vin Diesel, I just don't like him.
Okay.
I'm sorry, I just can't.
Hey, Sean, remember when we met Michelle Rodriguez?
Well, we didn't really meet her. We just saw her.
Yeah. Well, yeah, like her butt bumped into us.
Oh, yeah.
But. And they had that great line at the end when we were illegally crossing the street. I almost got hit by a Mini Cooper. And I turn around and go, hey, I guess I live my life a quarter mile at a time there, Rodriguez.
Kill yourself, please.
I walked away from him. I left him standing on a street corner in New York City. I just walked away.
I guess the Human Centipede will land on video on demand and in some theaters on May 22nd.
Oh, good. I don't care.
Has gay panic ruined bodybuilding?
What?
Really?
Gay panic?
Yeah.
I've Which one of the panics is that? Have I met that one?
No. Oh. If you ever seen a picture of contemporary male professional bodybuilder and thought, dear Lord, why would anyone want to look like that, much less want to look at that, much less look like that, know that Arnold Schwarzenegger, of all people, agrees with you. Yes, the man whose brawn took him from the tiny Austrian village of his birth to the heights of competitive bodybuilding, Hollywood stardom, and California politics thinks there's such thing as too much muscle. He did an epic burn on pro bodybuilding last month during a Q&A that followed the 2015 Arnold Classic, which is his version.
Which was served with Arnold Palmer's.
Yeah, I was going to say his version of Coca-Cola, and it's terrible. Now, the second biggest bodybuilding competition of the year, after the older Mr. Olympia, which Schwarzenegger won 7 times back in his pro career.
Woo! 7 times? That's it?
I was pissed off, Schwarzenegger said of the judge. I guess I'm not good with the Schwarzenegger. I can't do a Schwarzenegger. Say I was pissed off like Schwarzenegger, John. I can't do Schwarzenegger.
I was pissed off.
Schwarzenegger
competition
said to the judge's decisions, which placed walking beef.
Walking Phoenix?
No, he's not.
He has a cleft palate.
Baron,
get to the chopper.
Don't. And Justin,
put the cookie down.
Don't do all of them.
Who told you to? You can eat my cookies.
Kindergarten cop. I like it.
Who is your daddy and what does he do?
Stop it. Which place Walking Beef charged Baron Warren and Justin Compton above Cedric McMillan, who is known in a typically desexualized bodybuilding speak as more aesthetic competitor. While McMillan is also hugely muscular by the standards of mere mortals, it's not extreme. It's not
mere mortals
so extreme that he looks like more like a tank than a Ken doll, as Warren does. McMillan's competitive edge is the symmetry and balance of his body, blah, 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 blah. The question is, whose body would I want to have, Schwarzenegger said, proposing what he believes would be the ultimate judging criteria, but definitely isn't. I think Cedric has such a beautiful body. Jesus Christ. He's so well proportioned. Is he hitting on him? That I think he should have.
Cedric the Entertainer?
No, he's dead.
How do you know?
Because he died.
He likes Cedric McMillan. That's the black guy that I just posted in the chat. That's the last guy. He is pretty well proportioned for gigantic muscle building, dude.
Jesus Christ.
I mean, I guess if there's a compliment to give him, it's he's proportioned.
He's a big, big, big dude.
Holy Christ.
Wow.
I guess when you're making that much muscle, the only compliment you can give them is, well, he looks proportioned.
Yeah. Look at the size of these guys' fucking quads.
It's ridiculous.
Their goals are not so much how much muscle that they can put on, but making sure that their head doesn't look too tiny.
That's the key right there.
That's the key. You don't want the head to look too tiny.
No.
But then, like, how fast can he run his 40 in?
He probably can't run.
He probably can't.
He would tear his ACL immediately.
Yep. He can't do anything except lift weights.
How do they wipe their ass? Forget run. Let's think basics. How do they reach their ass to wipe?
They flex the poop out.
Somebody else does it.
So then, Royce, do you think the World's Strongest Man competition is better than these guys just flexing and posing?
Oh, yeah. World's Strongest Man is always more fun because, like, they're fucking lifting things and throwing things. And, yes, and they're just looking fucking fat dudes. It's great.
We should have World's Strongest Men guys doing other everyday tasks. That I would like to see.
Well, I have my league that's coming up. It's my take on cockfighting called World's Strongest Hens, where I'm going to take chickens and I'm going to have them do feats of strength. Like, I'm gonna little barbells, and it'll be really great. ESPN3 is going to pick it up. It's going to be really good.
Was it going to be on the Ocho?
It's not on the Ocho.
Yeah. Oh, man, is Cluckles going to be sponsored by H-Juice?
Well, he is, and he would be if Dutch was here, because I still don't know where he is.
Dead, assuming.
Parts unknown.
The governor, he's with...
Here's to hoping.
He's a macho man.
showboating.
I'm sorry.
And hot dogging.
Yeah.
Showboating and hot dogging.
The governor continued his rant, recalling the early bodybuilder and actor Steve Reeves from Ned Ryerson from the generation before his own. If you saw him at the beach, you'd say to yourself, I want to fuck that guy. No, you say to yourself, I would love to have this guy's body. Wow, look how beautiful this man looks. God, all this is clean. What am I doing, Royce?
You're having a good time.
But thanks, not what you can say about those guys today that win those competitions. Indeed, though, Schwarzenegger himself is remembered by many in bodybuilding as the greatest of all time. If Arnold, we see in 1977 documentary Pumping Iron, and also that's where the one we smoking pot in it.
He was smoking pot?
Yeah, in the Pumping Iron documentary, after he works out, he would smoke pot to relax his muscles.
Yeah, to relax his muscles and to also increase his appetite.
Like,
so
in
he could
the gym,
more.
You would see him smoking a joint. It was really cool.
Huh.
Hey, guys, you want to smoke this stogie while I curl for you?
No, you always Austrian lip it. Pumping Iron showed up to...
Is that a thing?
Well, it is. IFBB competition today, he wouldn't make the top five. His chest and biceps were world-class by contemporary standards, but most other body parts would be regarded too small. They're fucking huge.
That's the
dude.
One thing I kept saying about Arnold Schwarzenegger is he's too small.
His legs were not as beefy as they could be.
Your legs are not as beefy as they could be.
This is true.
Because back then, they didn't care about that. They only cared about working out your glamour muscles, doing the curls in the triceps, and working out your biceps, doing sets of trying, eyes fine, trying. Hey, look at me.
I don't know how he went from Arnold to like a Nazi like in the middle of his impression. It was very weird.
Well, Austria...
It's very close, but...
Yeah. Austria, hungry. I'm hungry for the title.
What title?
The title for champion of the world.
It's not even up for grabs. I knew there was a thing.
Well, he got it.
How declared?
Okay. Someone made up a fake title to keep him happy again, didn't they?
Well, he got Mr. Universe, didn't he?
When are you making a Running Man 2 is what I want to know. So many of those guys have their stomachs sticking out, Schwarzenegger said in his recent tirade. It used to be that you should have a V-shaped body. Now, I don't know. It's kind of like a bottle-shaped body.
A bottle shape?
A bottle-shaped body.
A bottle of those chocolate shaped body. As someone who has dabbled in bodybuilding and followed the sport for years, I think there's a reason why it and bodybuilding supplement industrial complex. Oh God, not big supplements. Now they're working with big paleo, big gay marriage.
I like big gay marriage.
Big Al's gun and pawn.
All the bigs. Big oil. Big olive oil.
Big homo.
Big Papa Pump.
Yep. Big red chewing gum. Bodybuilding in Arnold's day was undeniably intertwined with the gay culture, and early muscle men like Reeves were gay icons. Now, no one but the most ardent muscle fetishists would want to have sex with the cartoon characters who place at Mr. Olympia or the Arnold Classic. You know, there's plenty of people that do. They've gone from flesh and bone Davids to circus freaks, and it's a lot safer for unenlightened meatheads to idolize another man for his genetics and gym and drug and diet fueled freakishness than his beauty.
Maul is finding the most disgusting looking pictures of terrible muscle implants. Oh my God, that's not real.
No, it is.
Those guys
have to
be. It's
like a walrus's butt.
These guys have to be embarrassed, right? That can't be good.
They look great.
It's not good.
Look at that guy.
Very bad.
Look at that guy.
Look at that single man's leather jacket in his walk-in closet.
No, that's just his back and skin. Oh, you mean the real jacket? Yeah, no, his skin's also made of leather. Look, that's natural, right?
Yeah, it is.
No, this dude's as Domino points out, his ass has ribs. Why does his ass have ribs?
No, his ass has abs.
No.
Bro, do you even lift?
That one's not that bad. He's just really lean.
Ugh. Arnold Schwarzenegger is right. These guys need to go back to the drawing board.
Arnold Schwarzenegger's right. We should have more gay bodybuilders.
Is that really all it is? It's just gay bodybuilders?
I mean, but what they're saying here is straight bodybuilding fans, and I remain one, don't ask me why, have to do intense mental gymnastics to convince themselves they're not watching male exotic dancing when they sit through a bodybuilding posing routine. And I've been to one, and that's exactly what it feels like.
Was that guy only working out his triceps?
That happens.
How does that happen?
Arm jockeys, that's all they do is work out their arms. It happens all the time.
Why are his traps so big? That can't be real.
No, that's not. He has his neck is morphed into it. What?
That's what happens when he works out on the moon.
Oh, this
man.
Guy. Yeah, I know who this guy is. No. This guy's name is. I know this guy. He's the one that his arms. The reason his arms. Look at that. Look at that sexy guy. That puts the guy with the big arms. Though there's something called synthol injections, right? And it's a synthetic oil that you inject in your muscles.
Yeah.
And it stays in there for a long time, so it makes them look bigger. So he had to get one of his arms drained once.
Uh-huh.
So he's just putting oil into his muscles instead of actually developing muscle?
Yeah, I mean, he also develops muscle as well, but yeah.
Ew.
But he's not working out as hard as he should be.
No.
Ew.
Look at this sexy body.
Oh, look at this, man. Like before big gains and then afterwards. Like the after pick's actually pretty good. You know, you just keep working out. You know, you're all skin and bones. You keep working out, keep pumping iron.
Yeah, and I lose 7 inches. No, not even more. I lose fucking 8 inches. Get out of here. That's not how it works. But, okay, what was I saying?
Trannies.
Oh, you can't understand why props, and I don't want to give props, and extra clothes are forbidden at the Mr. Olympia because when the competitors take them off, it starts to look like a striptease. Kay Green, an enthusiastic user of costumes in his non-competitive appearances and easily big-time bodybuilder's most artistic and creative star, has noticeably reined in his once elaborate dance-like posing routines in recent years as he's become a contender for the top title. I suspect this is so he doesn't risk alienating the court judging and fan consisting still queasy about his long appearance in a homoerotic film, which he may love to a grapefruit. What?
What?
What is this? Wait, what? I gotta click this. What?
Huh?
Wait, what?
Huh?
This bodybuilder may love to a grapefruit? Hold on a second.
Link.
Link, please.
All right, I'm done looking up pictures.
Don't look up female bodybuilders. No one wants to see that.
Hold on. This is the guy they're talking about that says a little homoerotic. Hold on. Post it. Come on. Work. Tell me if this works. There he is.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
He's licking a grapefruit.
That guy's fucking a grapefruit.
The surprise, however, Schwarzenegger remarks have been met with near universal acclaim the bodybuilding community. With the bodybuilding community, while the IFBB judge Jim Mannion has notably silenced, Schwarzenegger urged fans to call out him for pushing judging standards that reward maximizing freakishness. I agree. They look ridiculous. I mean, they can do whatever they want, but their hearts are going to explode. Like,
I hope so.
That's humongous.
Now, is bodybuilding the same as like the fitness competitions when they're all just like ripped?
No, fitness competition. Here's the difference. First off, this Mr. Olympia and all stuff, they don't do any drug testing. So all the dudes are on steroids and shit like that. But there is clean bodybuilding competition, supposedly, but you could notice the difference between them. Like, they're freakishly big. And then they do HGH, and then their jaw grows, too. It's ridiculous. I mean, it's really, really bad.
So what you're saying is you want to make love to a grapefruit.
All the time.
If they allow me.
Well, I don't see why anyone... I mean, the grapefruit's not going to yell rape.
I would feel like the citric acid from the grapefruit getting into my penis hole would hurt.
A little bit.
I can't imagine it would feel good.
No, but you sprinkle a little sugar on top and you cut the sides so it's easier to scoop out and you're going to have a good time.
Whoa. Why do you want to cut your dick and eat your dick like
no,
a... Like
no,
a,
no, the grapefruit.
No, you cut the sides of the grapefruit.
You're confusing brunch again with fucking a grapefruit.
No, and then you put a little cherry in the middle and you know.
Yeah, you're definitely confusing brunch again with
sometimes
having
you have
sex
mimosas with it.
No, that's definitely
you have
brunch.
A side of cottage cheese.
That's absolutely brunch.
Oh, well, brunch is really nice. I don't know why you're making fun of brunch.
I'm not making fun of brunch. I'm saying I don't
why
want
you
to
hate
sex.
On brunch, bro.
More Like Radio. MoreLikeRadio.com. A new standard in internet radio.
By the way.
The Nerd Hour.
Best Sunny Show.
Masters of None.
360 on 420.
Welcome to the Cut Print Film Podcast.
The Conti and Kenny Show.
OSW Review.
Antisocial Gamer Radio.
Alcohol by volume.
My time now.
It's time for Dutch and Royce. No! Get ready. For Hippo Juice.
The Elvis and Albert Show.
The Cousin Joe Show.
It's High Society Radio.
Give it up for the DP.
You're listening to Atomicast.
Warlife Radio!
Hey everyone, it's Joe from the Cousin Joe Show.
And Dan, also from the Cousin Joe Show.
And we are here to talk about No Station Required, which is what?
It is our documentary about internet radio and podcasting.
Correct, Dan.
I know, because you told me to say that.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
And we're talking to you because we need your help.
We need your help.
If you could go to tinyurl.com/nostationrequired.
Go there.
You could help us on Indiegogo to fund the film.
Fund this film.
It is almost guaranteed. No, it's guaranteed.
Guaranteed.
Whatever show you're listening to right now will be featured in this documentary.
That's true.
Along with others of your favorite shows right on this very station, More Like Radio.
Word.
So go there, tinyurl.com/nostationrequired. Thank you.
Thanks.
Oh, and listen to our show Thursday nights from 7 to 10.
Yeah, listen to our show, damn it.
Yeah, that too.
Yeah.
Hey, are you sitting around bored on Sundays between noon and 2? Well, why don't you check out The Sully Show on More Like Radio? Join myself, JT, Adam, Punchy, Danielle, and Greg for all the humor you can think of, and of course, us making fun of each other. What more can you want? Again, The Sully Show is live Sundays noon to 2 Eastern with replays throughout the week. We look forward to seeing you every Sunday right here on The Sully Show on MoreLikeRadio.com.
Oh, hello there. I didn't see you come in. This is Mitch, producer of Dutch and Royce. I just wanted to take a quick moment to remind you why we are better than you.
I took the turkey baster and put it in the glass and sucked up as much pee as I could.
I took the turkey baster after lubricating it in my asshole and put it up as far as I could in my asshole, and I was repeatedly thrusting it in and out while jacking off and screaming out a boy's name and moaning to make it feel like it was real.
I can't believe.
I then imagined
Sean,
my
this?
I then imagined in my head him screaming, "I'm coming." And I squeezed the turkey baster ball, shooting all my pee into my ass. Mitch, I kept taking the turkey baster out and filling it with more pee and shooting it deep into my asshole, making it feel like it was a huge come.
Listen to Dutch and Royce live Tuesdays from 10 to midnight, only on morelikeradio.com.
You know the way at the start of the last episode, we went through different nationalities, you know, and now people know that we're Irish.
And now people know that we're all shite at accents as well.
But I was wondering, is it prejudice to not make fun of, like, all of the countries?
Where are you going for?
Well, name check every country on the show, that way no one can be mad about that.
I could do Swedish.
Oh, yeah, fun.
Birdie, birdie.
And to the Italians.
Papa da poopy.
Papa da poopy. Okay.
To the Mexicans.
Hey man.
Spain. Singapore.
Oh.
Amazing.
Australians.
Crocodile Dundalk. No. A big loop are you?
No, that sounds
that's
like terrible. Limerick or something.
Right, we never slide off the Irish, do we? Someone put a bomb in me potato. There you go. OSW review. All Irish, all racist.
More like radio, less like crap.
Antisocial Gamer Radio.
Hi, this is Ashley, host of Antisocial Gamer Radio, telling you to come listen to my show every Tuesday at 9 p.m. UK time, 4 p.m. Eastern on morelikeradio.com. Every week I like to talk about all the latest stuff going on in the gaming world, what's been coming out, what's new releases, all the topics that you like to hear. I'll be talking about it every single week.
Now deep beat, cut the V is so deep, an interesting show, it won't ever put you to sleep. It has all the content that you want, the best show on the planet. I ain't even gonna front. Deep beat, bringing it again and again. Don't ever miss a show and make sure that you're always tuned in. Hosted by my man Mike and Ski Ray. Keep it turned up on the mic all day. Ask me what's my favorite podcast, I say Deep Beat. Listen to the show while you're sipping on your tea. It's the hottest of the high. You ain't gotta trust me. Tune into the show and you will definitely see. With Mike and Ski Ray, you can't go wrong. The biggest show ever, bigger than a King Kong. Listen up and don't ever, ever miss a beat. It's Deep V. Remember that the V is so deep.
What's up, everybody? Deep V Podcast.
Deep V.
Be sure to listen to us Fridays at 8 Eastern on morelikeradio.com.
Yep.
Also download us on iTunes.
Just type in Deep V.
Deep V, your favorite podcast. Favorite podcast.
Here at More Like Radio, we're all radio professionals, especially Kevin from Alcohol by Volume. Marvel as he winds his way through the twists and turns of Skype.
And you're about to get a Skype call. Here we go, answering the call.
So, yeah, not to interrupt this exciting hockey talk, but what's going on, guys?
And call not found, and he dropped me. That's fantastic.
It's under the impression this was a drunk show, not bore everyone that's listening show.
Well, I'm still in the process of drinking. I think we lost Kevin, or Kevin decided to be lost.
You're still in the process of boring people.
And I just realized I put Dennis on hold somehow. This is that nightmare that I've been having of at some point finally getting on call and talking to somebody and being on air and everybody else just dropping. Dennis is back
there
now.
There you guys are.
Sorry, look, Dennis.
Wow, fucking radio professional over here doesn't know how to add people to conference.
Alcohol by Volume, Tuesdays, 6 to 8 p.m. only on morelikeradio.com.
Morelikeradio.com. It's our duty to entertain you. I said duty.
It's a pocket pussy.
Oh, that's cute.
Oh, ears perking up now. Yeah, I have a pocket pussy. And banging this thing is like banging a sunset over the ocean.
Welcome to Jamaica, man.
Have a nice day.
Well, I just got a blowjob from a Persian girl last night. I don't know if you know what that's like, but it's probably better than banging a piece of plastic. And smoking big weed.
Piece of plastic? This thing came from Bosnia, son. You ever been to Bosnia? You ever been in this shit? Well, my dad was, and he left me this pocket pussy. And every time I sink my humongous dick in this piece of plastic, I remember my dad. So watch your mouth.
Greetings to the world. Why should one big gang still alongside Skrillex? Symphony! Ooh-wee! Awo!
Mash up the place, turn up the place, and make them all have fun. How we blaze the fire, make it fun. Then we mash up the place.
Welcome back, live. Second hour of Hit with Juice. The number calling is 954-573-2780. Hashtag Hit with Juice on Twitter or Facebook to get in contact with the show. We are back, and I guess what do we want to move on to?
Well, to answer Marie's question, that was Blue Mountain State.
Yes.
What's Blue Mountain State?
Blue Mountain State is a show about a kid that goes to college to be a quarterback, but he's
was.
The laziest. Was a show. Was
yeah,
the laziest
Blue
kid
State
ever.
Blue Mountain State is actually really funny.
It's hysterical. It's like debauchery and just drug use and stupid stoner humor. It's great. Good time.
So the kid that had the pocket pussy that reminded him of his dad was the quarterback that's lazy?
No, he's the quarterback, the starting quarterback. Or no, I'm sorry, not the starting quarterback. The starting quarterback on that show is actually Stephen Amell, which he only makes a few random appearances.
But, gotcha.
He's the kid with the pocket pussy is the captain of the football team.
Gotcha.
Well, I would imagine that the captain of a football team would have a pocket pussy because he has to, you know, like lead the crowd.
Right. Well, he had a tradition where he fucked the pocket pussy before every game, and so they stole the pocket pussy from him to be dicks, and he lost his shit. And it's a good
time. Yeah, because that pocket pussy reminded him of his dad.
Doesn't everybody?
Pocket pussy is for a dick. So when he doesn't put his dick in it, it's just a sad pussy.
I was downloading. What was I watching? Oh, yeah, that's what I was going to talk about. John? Did you see the ending of Better Call Saul?
I did.
It was really good, right?
Dude, I don't understand why more people
don't spoil
watch
it. Don't
show.
Spoil it because not everyone's seen.
No spoilers. No spoilers.
But
I have not watched yet.
It was no spoilers. But my point is, it's really good. Like going into it, you're like, okay, and because you always worry, like it's not going to be Breaking Bad, but. It's not Breaking Bad, but it's really
not.
Good. It's funnier,
yes.
Definitely. Definitely funnier. I really wonder how much Odenkirk improvs, because I feel like he does.
I mean, that's what he grew. I mean, he grew up doing improv. I mean, doing like the Bob and David show.
Well, yeah, they're coming back. They're getting another sketch comedy show again on Showtime. David Cross and Odenkirk. Another one. Like, you know how they have Mr. Show? I guess they're getting another one.
Because like I'm sure you have friends when you tell them like oh yeah, I'm watching Better Call Saul. It's like, oh, I've never seen Breaking like they always give you the excuse, oh, I never seen Breaking Bad. It's like, oh, so that's my one in for not wanting to see it. It's like perfect. Has nothing to do with it.
You don't have to see Breaking Bad to watch it because it's
exactly.
It's a prequel anyway. And then you can watch Breaking Bad after if you want. Fuck that whole I don't want to say anything else, but it was really good.
Okay.
Anyway,
I have to finish it.
Yeah, Sean, you had a story for me?
I do have a story.
Yes.
Porn-addicted Disney employee masturbated in Florida Walmart. Flicked
Go
semen on.
On
shopper.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Why would you do that? Why the last part?
A Florida man.
I was okay up until that pause and then the last part.
A Florida man masturbated inside a Kissimmee Walmart and flicked bodily fluids on an unsuspecting shopper, authorities say.
Why did you have to do that?
He's
not a bad-looking dude either.
The twisted 20-year-old stalked a woman through the aisles on Tuesday as he listened to porn on his headphones and fondled himself, hiding his disgusting behavior by slipping his hand through a hole he'd cut in his sweatshirt, according to the Osceola County Sheriff's Office. The woman may not even know what happened
so
to her.
So he flicked semen on her? Is what happened?
A sharp-eyed security guard spotted Taylor Davis.
Wait,
sharp-eyed or sticky-eyed?
Why did I just do that?
Private eye.
Or watching you.
Watching you.
Anyway, Disney World employee as he trailed his female victim. She called the sheriff's office after Davis apparently wiped semen on packages of trash bags. A deputy found Davis sitting in his car in the parking lot. The
pervert- well, that's actually called an Ocala thank you. That's that sex position where you actually flick semen on somebody.
The perverted young man quickly confessed, telling investigators he was addicted to porn and needed help. He explained...
He really hairy chest, too.
He explained...
What is he, part wolf man?
How he used the hole in his sweatshirt to masturbate discreetly in public, and he handed over a bottle of baby oil.
Is this a video that I can play?
It looks like it.
Go ahead.
I should play it. I'm going to play it.
Worker accused of a repulsive act inside a local Walmart.
Surveillance video captures the suspect as he approaches an unsuspecting victim inside the store. What he allegedly did next is downright sick. Watch 2's Chris Hush reports he admitted doing something similar at Disney.
One Tom DeLay.
Osceola County deputies say this man is out on $500 bond tonight, but James that Bond. Could change because they say
Junior.
There could be other victims. Meanwhile, deputies are still looking for the victim you're about to see in surveillance video from inside this Walmart.
He's standing they outside the Walmart.
The call's coming from inside the Walmart.
Authorities say it was a disgusting and hazardous act carried out by this man inside this Kissimmee Walmart Tuesday night. It was so appalling that the Osceola County Sheriff's Office cut the surveillance video here. 20-year-old Taylor
they
Davis is in the black sweatshirt.
Video?
His unsuspecting victim,
now,
the woman you see
I
shopping.
Have seen videos
according
on the news
the
of people getting shot to death. But that's where they draw
I
the line.
I cannot see semen being flicked on another person.
That's where they draw the line.
I can't. I
viewers,
won't stand for it.
If you have small children watching, you may want to avert their eyes.
Keep your hands and arms inside the vehicle while it's moving. Por favor, mantenga cerrado de las puertas. Seriously, though, when they say Disney worker...
Where did he work in Disney? Did it say specifically?
That's what I was going to say.
It didn't.
Walt Disney World is a gigantic area. He could be a janitor at one of the hotels.
Or he could be a Mickey.
Or he could be a Mickey. Or he could be the dude serving popcorn to you at
home. I don't want him touching my popcorn.
You don't want semen popcorn? Man.
No, I make my own.
Oh.
Port Davis told deputies he fondled himself inside the store. After the video stops, Davis allegedly throws his bodily fluid onto the woman as he passes by. Authorities say he also wiped a substance on merchandise before leaving. The reaction from other Walmart shoppers...
It makes me feel disgusted and it's creeping.
Right. The arrest report says a Walmart...
Hold on. They interviewed an old woman and they got that one sound out of her? Let me back up.
The reaction from other Walmart shoppers...
All right, here's the reaction.
It makes me feel disgusted and it's creeping.
Right.
She said... Wow. That was the sound clip that they got
really?
From that
go
old
back,
woman.
Go back, go back. I didn't even
okay,
catch it. Go back.
The woman.
I heard the womp, but that's a woman.
There's one woman that says this is disgusting. The womp is an old
maybe
white
it was
lady.
Wow. Maybe it was wow.
Okay.
Let's try to do this again.
All right.
The arrest report says on merchandise before leaving. The reaction from other Walmart shoppers.
It makes me feel disgusted and it's creeping.
Right.
Oh, she says right.
Right.
One word.
They got her to say right.
Well, who knows what else she was saying? Maybe they even asked her, "Do you love delicious cum?" And she was like, "Right,
right."
Or she said, "Did it pass him on the left or on the right?"
Right,
right,
right.
The arrest report says a Walmart employee observed Davis in the act and called 911
after masturbating vigorously,
after cleaning themselves
up. They say he admitted to the acts and told deputies he's been struggling with touching himself in public. He even touched it.
How are you struggling with that?
I wouldn't say I was struggling, Bob.
Just don't do it. It's really simple. Don't do it.
Self at work.
Like, here's what you do. Okay, I'm going to give this guy a tip. So, like, when you're walking along Walmart and you're like, oh, God, I want to fucking jerk off, here's what you do. Just don't.
Why?
Wait, I feel a song coming on.
Just don't do it.
But I have the urge to jerk off.
I have to rub one out.
I just combed in your eyes tonight. Must have been something I threw. I should have walked away. I should have walked away.
That was the original cut of that song.
Not many people know that. They added it later for the radio.
Yep.
Know if there are other victims. We do know that he told deputies that he has done this at other locations. He's done this at school as well.
I go to school.
So there's a good chance that all three of us in this room have touched this man's semen if he's been flicking semen in all locations in Osceola County. Is that right?
Yeah, that's actually, there's a very good chance we've been to that Walmart.
Yeah. Ew. That's why I don't go to Walmart. People are flicking semen everywhere.
You don't think people flick semen at Target?
No, there's a higher class establishment.
I did when I worked there.
Target's just Walmart for liberals.
It's wait, wouldn't they be flicking semen at BJ's?
No. Oh, my God. Shut up. No.
Why does he do
Marie, that? Am I right?
I prefer to go. I go to Cumco.
Ah!
Oh, ho, ho!
It's you have to buy all your cum in industrial jars.
No, I don't
want to
buy cum in bulk.
Really?
Why not?
I don't need cum in bulk.
How
cum
in bulk? Money percentage. First off, be saving
cum in bulk is another great name for the detective team. Cum in bulk.
I like
that
it.
Is amazing.
Turn in your badge, Bulkovich.
Yeah, his name is Bulkovich.
Oh. Mm-hmm. And Cumberbatch.
No, Johnny. His name is Johnny Cum. Used to be a porn star turned cop after they killed his twin in a porn accident. Like, not a porn accident. Set up to be an accident. It was an inside job, so he actually took the police.
Well, yeah,
exam.
It was inside.
Like 9/11?
Right. So he's Johnny Cum is his porn name, so he kept it. So it's Johnny Cum and Stephen Bulkovich, who's actually a Russian detective, and he's a bulky guy. That's why they call him Bulk. And they actually work together solving sex crimes.
Hot.
It's like SVU with more penetration.
Oh.
Quick, we must get an APV on this person and take them down. The perpetrators will not see tonight.
That's Bulkovich.
I can't believe somebody would penetrate this child. It's unbelievable.
Okay, no. Ice-T isn't in the show.
Oh.
You don't get it? He's no.
Why not?
He's nice. T is not.
No.
Yo, man, I'm a rapper with a ponytail. I don't care. Sorry, is there anything more about Cum in Bulkovich? What were we talking about?
We were talking about
Cum in bulk.
We were talking about the Disney worker accused of throwing bodily fluids.
Oh yeah, that guy.
Do you want me to finish? There's still more to talk about, apparently, in the video.
Disney confirms that Davis has been placed on unpaid leave pending the outcome of the charges.
How come?
We stopped by Davis's apartment to get his side of the story.
Oh, this guy's actually knocking.
The lights were on and someone peeked through the window.
Did you jerk off in a Walmart?
You don't want to be seeing that while you're doing your shopping and whatnot.
As it stands, Davis was charged with disorderly conduct and criminal mischief, but deputies say they recovered his cell phone, where one deputy saw a web page on his cell phone, which had several minors soliciting sex on it, according to the police report. Additional charges could be pending.
Minors soliciting sex?
Oh, boy.
Like coal miners?
Dutch is alive.
Like coins, or what happened, you stupid son of a bitch, you arrogant motherfucker?
Dutchy poo! You are flinging cums all over the place in the Walmarts in Boulder, Colorado.
I fell asleep in front of the TV watching SportsCenter, and I left my phone in the room. I know.
Oh my God.
That's all it was.
You fell asleep?
Well, Dutch, do me a favor. At least get on Hangout, you stupid idiot. You for the last fucking 40 minutes. I'm so sorry, dude.
I woke up in a panic.
We were just throwing the cum around before you got on, so don't worry about it.
Okay. We were just circle jerking it.
It's fine. Is that it with this story?
Is that it? Yeah, that's it.
Okay. Well, don't you say it like that.
He's going to go to sleep. Just give him some cab fare.
I mean, there's so much going on
like
between all this.
I'm having issues with my computer, but can you read the Heaven Visitation one?
Heaven visitation category off the shelves at Christian bookstore.
These are my favorite stories.
You know about heaven visitation?
Yeah, those are the ones where people die and they visited
Yeah,
heaven.
We talked about it a couple weeks ago, that kid who said he lied about it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so apparently, you go ahead and read the story.
All right. The Lifeway Christian bookstore chain sells some of the
I actually have some stock in it. I own 10% of Lifeway Christian bookstore.
Oh, Pastor Jesus Royce, Christ. You invested in Lifeway?
Yes, 10%. I give 10% of the 100% I get and give it to them. It's not church really people. My money. It actually belongs to the people of the church. And after I refill my hot tub, because I have to refill it every week, because I don't like chlorine. I like fresh water in there. And I like to have goldfish. They die all the time, but it makes me feel comfortable.
Wouldn't they get sucked up in the jets?
Hallelujah.
Why don't you get sucked up into hell, you heathen? Don't tell me how to live my life. I live by the Lord Jesus Christ. And if I want goldfish like the Lord Jesus was giving fish out to the Mennonites, then I absolutely can have it in my jacuzzi. You know, first off, Brother Dutch, welcome. I know you were sleeping contemplating on the Lord, but right now I'm trying to have a discussion here. Now, Marie has a small brain, so I have to speak slower. That's also in the Bible. It's in Leviticus.
Thank you. Thank you for that. The Lifeway Christian Church bookstore chain sells some of the most popular books in the genre of spiritual faith. Mm-hmm. The store, however, will no longer sell any book about contemporary people returning from heaven after a near-death experience. Executives with the chain decided to pull from their shelves the entire category of so-called experiential testimonies.
I think you mean scatagory.
You're right.
I think you mean potent potables.
Mm-hmm. You're right.
Potent pot. Mm-hmm.
Examples of such are the popular The Boy Who Came Back from Heaven, which was...
I don't even remember. Didn't we remember talking about this story?
Yes.
Well, yeah, but go ahead, keep going.
Which was recently recalled by the publisher after the co-author recanted his story.
Because initially the publisher thought it was real.
Right.
Fucking people. Sorry, go ahead.
The bookstore has stopped ordering any similar titles from publishers, and the remaining heaven visitation items have been removed from our stores and website and will not be replenished, according to the company spokesperson, Marty King. Nashville, Tennessee-based Lifeway is among the largest faith-based bookstore chains founded in 1891.
Marty King sounds like someone should be selling used cars.
Mm-hmm. It was founded in 1891. That's a fucking old bookstore.
Yeah.
With more than 180 locations, including two in the Tampa Bay area where this article came from.
Of course.
I guess they're competing with Scientology.
It's just...
It's a significant move for any bookstore to remove an entire category of titles, but particularly so for Christian-themed organization. Heaven and the topic of resurrection play a vital role in the Christian theology. Oh, is that what they were talking about?
Now, I've been talking about this for a while, and not only should they recall those books from the store, I also think that they should recall any books that say you shouldn't be with children, because nowhere in the Bible does it specifically say that. And I just want to make sure we're not misleading people.
I'm pretty sure it's... specifically says that.
Brother Dutch, if you could pull up a Bible verse, I'd appreciate it. But before you read it, I'll let you know that if you read it, not me because I wouldn't do it, but someone in my flock has been known to find and accidentally drown people. So I'm just, for your safety and the Lord's safety,
I don't want to drown by accident, even though it sounds
no,
like
you don't, but you know
threat,
what we call it, we call it in our church, it's called the super extra baptism, where we hold you underwater extra, extra long to get all the goodness of the Lord inside of you.
Okay.
And all the goodness of the water inside your lungs.
You know, some people say tomato, some people say manslaughter. We'll leave it to the courts to decide.
And then I'll stop there.
All right, but let's back up for a second. Yeah. Heaven and the topic of resurrection play a vital role in Christian theology. The Bible includes St. Paul's letter to the Corinthians saying, if there is no resurrection of the dead, then not even Christ has been raised. And if Christ has not been raised, then our preaching is in vain. And then your faith is in vain.
But man, that Corinthian letter.
Not many people. No, it's not that. It's not the same. I'm sorry. Anything else?
The bookstore did not take this decision lightly.
What?
I will have you know.
Are you telling me something based in religion didn't do something according to any sort of logic?
They had to get approval from the Pope.
Really?
I don't know. The Pope, has to approve everything.
The Pope buds other skeeters' house.
It's a Christian bookstore, not a Catholic bookstore. There's not selling a bunch of candles.
Last summer, as we began developing Lifeway's new structure and direction, the role of heaven visitation resources was included in our considerations.
Yeah, actually, my mega church has removed human resources and replaced it with heaven resources because there's a lot less lawsuits. Because if we follow the Bible, there's a lot of leeway on rape and torture. So I just feel like it's easier. We have less lawsuits.
I don't know what
the
leeway is. It's just kind of like, don't do it, but...
Super baptism for Dutch coming up this Sunday. That's for sure.
I don't want
that
to be super
is
baptized. I'm just
for
saying.
Sure, whether he likes
it
or
like
not.
A lot of liberties
because I feel the devil's inside of you.
Well, the devil's inside all of us. Do you think that their human resources department is actually the heaven resources department?
It is. Yes.
Because heaven is a place on earth.
Mm-hmm.
Not many people know that all those letters that Paul wrote, mostly of them were mnemonics, and they had to clean them up a lot.
Really?
Yeah. They were bad.
I mean,
they were like, what's up, y'all niggas? This is Paul. How y'all bitches doing? It was crazy, and they had to like clean it up for the Bible. It was really
obviously.
Weird. Yeah.
White people would be scared to read
that. Was, like, not many people know this. Paul was known as the original Eminem, like the Eminem of the apostles. It's like really not well known, but he was.
He would like spit hot fire.
I did not know that.
Yeah, no, he really did. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Lifeway decided that these experimental testimonies about heaven would not be a part of their new direction.
Why?
One Direction.
One Direction would be a part of their new direction.
No, they broke up. Dutch is still
exactly,
very sensitive.
Exactly, and they're going to resurrect them.
Laughed.
Dutch is very sensitive.
They're going to resurrect
that.
Them. Dutch, are you sad?
So it's called Direction then.
Did you have a...
He's in denial.
Did you have some sort of like, you know, cry fest?
Over that? Oh, you know it.
As soon as I read that, I was no.
Oh, Domino fucking explains them perfectly. 4chan equals Walmart and Reddit equals Target. That is exactly the best way to describe those store differences. Yes, yep. That makes sense.
Reddit, they have some standards of what's acceptable.
Exactly.
4chan is just like, the Wild West.
They will fling
the
cum
wild
at
west.
You. They will fling cum in your face.
Cum flies all
everywhere.
Over the place.
Oh, God, 4chan's here. Live or leave!
They leave.
I'm scared to go in there.
Cover your face.
And then once you go in, you never come out.
Yeah. And then you're looking at underage porn, not even meaning to, because you accidentally just went to 4chan.
It was one of the aisles!
I know.
What was I supposed
exactly.
to do?
Build a tree for it, and that came up.
It's very odd.
4chan. I didn't know I was going into /B/.
That's you. That's on you for
did
going.
Did you know about /B/?
Oh, I know.
Because I didn't know about /B/, but I just needed batteries.
That's the wrong. That's not the
that's
wrong
not
B aisle. That's the wrong B aisle. That's the wrong one. Do not go there.
Okay. Did you download anything?
Please do not tell me you
please
downloaded
please tell me
it.
You didn't download anything you saw.
I downloaded some MP3 content. I don't know.
Okay. Well, you're screwed.
Everyone knows SBMP4.
Delete that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Is somebody coming after me now?
No. Well, maybe the FBI.
Oh, shit.
Or Slender Man.
Oh, shit.
Probably Slender Man.
Slender
more
Man's
likely.
An FBI agent now, actually.
That makes sense.
Well, the FBI's busy with terrorism, so they don't
have
time for
They're
that.
They're really busy.
No, they hired him
as
to find other
as
Slender
a terrorist.
Man. Yes.
Oh, that's a different story.
A weird
it's like when
thing.
when they hire con man and, yeah. and people that are hackers, you know, join the team so that you can hack, you know, eviler people.
Like Furious like, 7.
Like Hugh Jackman in Swordfish.
Precisely.
Oh, that was good.
It was delicious.
So I guess the main question of this news story that we were just reading is where can
how many
I,
boners
where
I get?
Can I find my heaven story fiction?
Well, heaven's a place on earth.
Who is your daddy and what does he do?
We're not doing that one.
That
again,
was like
are we?
15 minutes ago. that whole bit was 15 minutes ago, John.
I'm sorry.
Were it's you a, watching Junior again?
Where's the beef?
Yes.
It was a great movie. I actually like Junior. Fuck you guys. Junior was great. No, we're not hacking the planet. Fucking Western Echo.
Hack the planet. Hack the planet.
We're not hacking the planet.
Aww.
Nobody can hack a Gibson.
Aww.
Because it's a guitar.
Hey, Royce, have you watched the video already? And can I play the fourth grader delivers empathetic speech in front of school board?
Oh, this is great. She's a fourth grader. This little girl's adorable, but she is talking about their standardized tests. I don't know if you have those over there, Dutch, but everyone's complaining
or
about it.
Should do yeah. you want to play it?
Yeah, put it in the chat for me and I'll pull it up on the
done
chat.
And done.
Yeah, Dutch, go ahead while I pull it up.
You know, every once in a while, though, basically what happens is that the they're basically seeing if your school is actually teaching correct curriculum or if
well,
you actually learn anything. So
here's the problem.
Like, these are about state standardized tests, right?
Yeah, here's the problem. In Florida, when
everybody's stupid.
In Florida, you could get straight A's, be straight A's, and if you do not do good on a standardized test, you won't pass the grade. So people are saying, well, is it really the test is messed? Well, this little girl is going to explain. She's adorable, first off, but secondly,
adorable?
Yeah, she's legit adorable.
See, Royce and I always specify when a kid is legit a cute kid versus just like, oh, I have to say that because you're
she's
showing
a
me
kid,
a child.
Yeah. Right. She's actually adorable. Okay, here she is. Come on.
Come on already.
Yeah. Hello, fellow members of the school board. Today I will express my concerns about the FSA testing. I consider myself a well-educated young lady. However, with FSA tests, my 5 years of school all on honor roll do not matter. This testing looks at me as a number. One test defines me as either a failure or a success through a numbered rubric. One test at the end of the year that the teacher or myself will not even see the grade until after the school year is already over. I do not feel that all this FSA testing is accurate to tell how successful I am.
Now, so far, we all agree she's adorable.
She should pronounce her R's backwards.
No, she's not going to...
How
you're
can
right,
you
maybe
do
you're
that?
Right.
you know, where you kind of roll your oars a little bit.
Yeah, like that. When you go like what?
Oh, okay.
I don't like standardized testing.
It doesn't take into account of all my knowledge and abilities, just a small percentage. Here are my concerns. First,
the Jews. Whoa!
They're controlling the media.
The little girl takes a left right there, and she just starts berating the Jews.
She's not wrong.
Is that what your teacher is telling you?
While I do not feel good about a form in the FSA that you have to sign ensuring that you can't even discuss the test with your parents, I am not comfortable signing something like this. I have...
Well, because you would sign it in crayon because you're a little kid and no one would care.
Oh, that's
she's
adorable.
Pretty well spoken.
No, she really is.
Yeah,
I'm actually very impressed by
this. She has really good views, and I'm sure the school board is just like, oh, you did really well, Susie.
What bothers
but
me
what?
Is.
What? Whatever your parents say doesn't mean dick.
Well, the best part is she's making some really good points, and there's this one dude, behind that's just laughing, like, oh my God. Like it's
like
kind
it's
of
funny. It's for the person has an opinion.
She's making really good
that
points.
John Stossel
I would,
mustache.
Yes,
I hate that guy.
I would be so frustrated.
It is fucking
it, right.
His cartoon character haircut.
It is bad.
Right to talk to my parents about anything, everything related.
Well, she's adorable.
She's taking her serious.
School and my education. Second, why am I being forced to take a test that hasn't even been testing non-students here in Florida, so happen to be accurate and valid on what I know? Why are we taking...
Now she's just killing.
Stop laughing. I'm sure she wants to say. Yeah. It's like, I'm making a legit case here, people. Stop laughing at me just because
it's like Wendy Testaberger talking to the South Park school board.
Yes, exactly.
Boo, Wendy Testaberger, boo.
You're stressing and prepping for one test at the end of the year when we should be taking tests throughout the year that really measure our abilities.
She's really good, though. Like, I'm impressed. I wouldn't be able to deliver this speech that well.
My opinion is that we should take a test at the beginning of the year, middle, and end of the school year to accurately measure what we know.
She's got a good goddamn point. They just give them tests at the end. If you don't take it at the beginning, what are you comparing it to?
Right.
Like, I guess that was a test.
Everybody
other
fails.
Kids.
It's like, maybe everybody in this particular section of Florida is just really dumb.
It's called Ocala, that section. The one you're speaking of,
yeah.
That's the section. If you want
maybe
to know the name,
we're in Ocala.
No, we are not, thank God. No.
But we're close.
Very close.
We're only like an hour away.
Too close for comfort. No, we're actually in Polk County. I'll have you know.
Most people in Ocala.
Polk County.
The prestigious Polk County.
Most people
four
in
touchdowns in a single game.
Sheriff Grady Judd.
Most people in Ocala are actually horses.
It is true. That is exactly what Ocala. Most people in Ocala are actually horses. That's the town motto. Will you go in? The population they count horses in population. It's very weird there.
Is not healthy.
No, it's not.
Why should we have so much stress about one test when we should be learning and having fun in school? With all this testing in school, more fun things in school, such as recess, are being eliminated because of all the training for the test. So, ladies and gentlemen of the school board, I urge you to put a stop to high-stakes testing today. It is not good for the schools, teachers, and students. Parents and students, contact your governor and put a stop to all the standardized testing. Thank you so much for your time.
Fucking mic drop.
Nailed it. Yeah,
and
that's a mic drop moment.
I was watching, hold on, let me see. Now this reminded me of this other YouTube video. Where this class was picking like the state raptor or something, and they were trying to pass a bill, like this bird of state, bird of prey or whatever it is.
A raptor.
Yeah, hold on, I'll tell you right
like
now.
Like a velociraptor?
No, not like that.
Because that would be cool.
State hawk, I believe.
What are you talking about, state hawk?
I'll explain.
State cock.
I'll see if maybe someone can find it for me. Yeah, it was watching John Oliver, and it was this school that, you know, they wanted to have, I think it was Ohio might have been, where they wanted to have, like, not a state, they already had a state bird, but they figured, well, let's show the kids how the, you know, how the political experience works. So they were doing, let's do a state hawk. And, you know, they picked the hawk. And then there's a video of them of like everyone, you know, all the council people discussing it.
They don't want to eat. They want to hunt.
One of the dudes was the kids were in the room during this council meeting. Right. one of the dudes was saying, well, this particular hawk rips, you know, their prey with their talon-like claws. And, you know, it should actually not be, shouldn't be the state bird. It should be a mascot for Planned Parenthood in front of the kids. Like, and also this other person saying, oh, we don't need another bill. Like, look, just pass the bill and make the kids happy. But they were basically using this fucking state bird to pass fucking abortion fucking talk. The kids are sitting there. It was ridiculous.
Oh, they were trying to like add shit on?
Right, exactly. It was ridiculous. I wish we could find it, man, because it's very funny.
Finds a way.
Unless you abort it.
Yeah.
Then it's dead.
That is, okay, well, no, stem cells.
See?
Boom.
Well, you can get the stem cells and then use them to help people.
And make another Shakey's pizza like Carmen did. Again. Which is very funny. It's true. Hackman.
So what did Florida do with that little girl after her speech?
Oh, she probably was molested.
Yeah,
by somebody.
They actually
killed like the person who made the water car engine.
Actually, big standardized testing.
Oh, that's a thing?
They failed her.
Oh, no.
You have failed the city.
Yep.
Yeah, I was going to say, when was that done? When was that speech done?
That was like last week.
Oh, okay.
Oh, snap.
Yeah.
Oh, she needs to go into like witness protection or something. Mm-hmm.
You know what that was, though? It wasn't even her. It was probably the daughter of like the person who's leading that whole thing up going like, okay, we need to make a we need to get something viral to get, you know what I mean? Because they're not going to listen to me. You know, because I'm just one of the regular short-haired soccer moms that everybody sees. And if I go up and give them this speech, so how about I get my annoying kid who can read
well,
on board, have her go up there and do it. That'll get some traction because people actually pay attention to what the fuck we're talking about.
Yeah, and it worked because we're playing it.
Oh, it worked. Yeah, hey. Look for you.
Well, here's the next one, and I really like this story here. It's Detroit food truck owner says cheese sticks battered like your wife.
Food trucks.
Yeah.
Battered.
We're not meant to offend.
They weren't?
That's great.
Why would the right mind would want to have a food truck in the city where RoboCop was inspired in? Pretty sure it's a pretty dangerous area.
Yeah. Food trucks anywhere are awesome, though.
Yes. No, I agree. Just not in Detroit.
So
what music is being played?
It's the video. I'm just trying for it to see if it's
anywhere. The music for Detroit.
Yeah.
Every time we walk through Detroit.
Huh, I didn't realize Detroit had background music.
They do.
It's weird.
They were just showing, okay, I guess I'm just reading. I thought they were going to...
Bitches leave.
Yes. Detroit. Cheese sticks are...
I am the law!
Oh, wait, that's not...
Nope, not this time.
I buy that for $1. Right?
No, that was Judge Dredd.
I have it labeled wrong. Okay, here we go. Wrong actor.
Detroit WXYZ cheese sticks are cheese sticks, right? Well, the owner of a Dago Joe's food truck chose to
Dago Joe.
That's his name.
All right,
Dago like a kind of a derogatory name.
Yep. Food truck chose to differentiate with an odd menu description. The cheese sticks are battered like your wife. His menu explains.
Fools.
Often, do you think people got offended, Dutch? Oh, yeah.
People who are looking to get money. I'm assuming it's probably no one in Detroit because they're just so downbeaten and they're like,
their problem is they don't even have fun.
They don't have internet out there anymore, right?
Nope.
It really is like the Wild West, but in major cities.
I don't get it. How many people are egg washing their wives and then putting them in panko breadcrumbs and then deep frying them?
The Dagos, obviously.
What? That was such a strand.
I don't get it.
What would you say you do here?
The mozzarella cheese sticks are not listed alongside other menu option descriptions. Not just breaded, they're battered like your wife with your choice of sauces or ranch dressing. That's not bad. Looking for an explanation.
Wait, battered, just everything battered? Or like what kind of food? What kind of a food truck is it? I'm sorry.
It's just a regular food truck.
Okay. No, like all they sticks. Sell is a beer, is a wife battered cheese sticks. That's all they sell.
Really? That's very weird. Actually, the cheese sticks just come in little wife beaters. That's how you know. Looking for an explanation, reporter Ronnie Dahl caught up with...
Do they also have fish sandwiches?
Ooh.
Yes, they have fish
sandwiches. Oregon fish sandwich!
I knew you were going to do that. The mozzarella cheese sticks are listed alongside...
You're hairy!
I hit the wrong button.
Whoopsies.
Go on.
I love them.
Fat fingered it, Dutch.
Big time.
The mozzarella cheese sticks are listed... looking for an explanation, reporter Ronnie Dahl caught up with the Dago Joe's food truck Tuesday afternoon. near campus. Okay, I don't really care where it was located, so let's go down here.
Campus Ocala?
I don't know.
Owner Joe Scimanina explained that the menu description saying it was just a joke. We're not joking about battered women, he said. We're just joking about battered mozzarella sticks. Hey! Sorry. Scimini also explained that the cheese sticks were sold out by the time 7 Action News checked in with him. While they remained untouched on the truck's website menu, the words like your wife have been lightly covered over on the menus posted on the side of the truck.
And delicious.
They still could be read clearly.
They've been scratched out and actually said like your girlfriend.
It's a good thing that Detroit solved all the homeless problem, all the power outages.
This is the thing they're going after food trucks.
The bronze
now,
right? Statue of RoboCop. Oh, I'm sorry.
People
actually
have businesses that are thriving.
Yeah.
Let's go after them.
None of those things shut are them happening.
Skimini says that the words were previously covered by something on the side of the truck, but covering was no longer there. Most people get it, he said, of the menu description. We're fun. We never condone anything like that. Well, no. I mean, I get it, but own it. It was funny, but
I came to this land with a land of opportunity. I was a pasta maker back in Italy, and now I want to be a movie star.
Thank you, John.
You're welcome. I appreciate it.
Well, speaking of battered things, did you also know it was National
Empanada? Like fish sandwiches?
Like fish sandwiches.
Yeah, can I get a fish sandwich?
I just want to set myself up to play that all the time now.
I squish fish patty on a bun.
Did you guys know it's National Empanada Day today?
Really?
Really?
Yeah, tomorrow's National Diarrhea Day.
Are there empanadas in the freezer?
And then it's Puerto Rican Pride weekend.
Well, in between yesterday's National Beer Day and today's National Empanada Day, tomorrow is National Diarrhea Day.
Sounds good.
Sounds nice, right?
Yeah.
No, it doesn't. It sounds fiery.
So every day has a thing now? That's what
every day has multiple things now.
Every day is awesome. Every day is awesome when you're part of a team.
People can't find enough things to celebrate in this world. Every empanada mundane day? Thing that you can think of has a day now.
You guys are dirty Hispanics. Are you guys doing anything for Empanada Day?
No.
No, I didn't know it was Empanada Day until just now NBCNews.com posted it under its News Latino section. National Empanada Day.
Empanada,
it is literally
more like
in
Empawana.
It is literally in the Latino subdirectory of NBCNews.com.
That's racist, Marie.
It's so racist.
We're making BLTs, actually.
Because BLTs are yummy.
Yes. It says... this one, he says, woman bleached boyfriend's goldfish to death in Pine Hills, deputy allege. This is
bleaches?
Yeah.
Well, how much bleach are you supposed to give your fish?
Right.
How much bleach is too much bleach?
Like a cap full, you know? Yeah. That's what they say to use. Like, you just pour a little bleach into the cap.
Why would
you
want to bleach a fish?
Well, because it was too dark.
Do you want to get a fish sandwich?
Fuck. An Orlando area woman is facing...
Whoa!
Yep. An Orlando area woman is facing charges after she was accused of trashing her boyfriend's home in Pine Hills and using bleach to kill goldfish, a report alleges.
Oh, Pine Hills, isn't that like the local trailer park?
Angela Garcia, 32.
What gave it away, John?
Was charged with felony criminal mischief and animal cruelty on Saturday.
She didn't know that goldfish law is super strong in Orlando.
They do not fuck around.
Why is that?
Well, because they made a sequel to... They made a sequel to...
The second time my mouth is like, nope, you're going to yawn now. You're not speaking. I'm like, oh, okay.
Still sleepy there, Dutch?
I'm a little sleepy. I'm sorry.
Here's what happened.
Your little head.
I'm a little tired.
Are you all tuckered out?
I came home and I just sat in the couch for like... And so I was like, okay, I got an hour and a half before the show. Next thing I know, I'm waking up. It's like, oh, shit, they're mad at me.
So here's the reason why goldfish law is actually so big here in Orlando. They made a sequel to Blackfish called Goldfish, which shows them catching goldfish in
which
the wild.
Which was a prequel to Swordfish.
Right. Mm-hmm. It was true. And the band Fish played the soundtrack.
About?
John Travolta, apparently, and Halle Berry.
Oh, man. I don't like my fish. See? I got to make it brighter. Got to shine it for Lord Xenu. Oh, my God.
There he is. See? Perfect. Nailed it. Oh, John saw going clear.
What?
I saw going clear, and now I need to pour some more bleach on my fish so they can see clearer too. Oh my God. Hey, up your nose with a rubber hose. Filled with bleach. My God.
Okay. All right, Travolta.
All right. Get him out of
here.
What
the fuck is that, Dennis? Are these goldfish, like real people, if they were turned into goldfish? Or vice versa?
They look like androids.
I don't know. Are they hookers?
They look ridiculous.
Anyways, I also just found sexyalbino.tumblr.com.
What is that?
It's a Tumblr for sexy albinos, because albinos are sexy.
Oh, yeah. I guess we need a Tumblr for that.
We did need a Tumblr for that.
Did you not need a Tumblr for that?
No, I don't think so.
I
like where this is going.
I don't know if I like where this is going.
What? You don't want to follow sexy albino on Tumblr?
Black albinos are weird.
Yeah, they are. They look like a negative photo of themselves.
Right.
Which one are you?
It's very odd.
And they're always used in seances and rituals.
Did we read that in... I think we did it on the show a little while ago. Like, there's one of those countries in Africa, one of those... That they literally are...
Rain?
No. Like, they will chop up albinos and sell the body parts like that of a rhino.
Yep.
Like, because they think they're, like, rare, and they think that they'll... fend off
rhino
like
horns.
Albinos are being hunted out and slaughtered by the thousands in like Tanzania or something like that because of that.
More like Tanzania queer.
Nailed it. Africa's horrible.
Tanzania.
Like, there's nothing good about Africa. I mean, Charlie's
fair,
I guess.
If you try to go there, everything will kill you. Everything is out to kill you if you live in Australia. That's the reason why the population is so low.
Even the Foster's cans.
Everything. Like, dude, they have mosquitoes the size of squirrels.
Oh, somebody, like, Dutch, let me see if I can find it. Somebody did a video of real Australians eating Outback Steakhouse for the first time.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
They probably think it's awful, don't they?
This can't be good. Or they probably think it's great. I don't know if the food's good in Australia.
I got a question. Do you think when a real Australian comes to an Outback Steakhouse, do you think the server and the waiter, like when they find out that they're from there, that they... just like subconsciously start trying. Oh, good eye. Oh, what kind of appetizers you want for that? Hey, little Joey over there.
The people who work there are probably embarrassed.
I'm expecting an accurate representation of our country.
Australians try out Outback Steakhouse for the first time, and they're hot, first off. Let's start with that.
Oh, the majority of Australians are hot.
They're good looking, and they're horny as fuck.
And the dudes are even good looking.
They love to fuck.
Stereotypical ideas of what Australian food is.
I just keep hearing about blooming onions.
They're not going to like it, I'm assuming.
Steak. This is what we're going to judge Outback Steakhouse on.
It smells delicious.
I actually just bent the fork trying to cut it.
This is a normal fork, and this is Kelly's.
And this is
fork.
Trying Outback Steakhouse steak.
Well, you're supposed to cut it with a knife, not a fork, you dumb blonde.
That's not that a knife. That's a knife.
This is not a good steak.
It's so dry.
All right, stop overacting, because now they're overacting, because, come on.
Yeah, you don't have cheap steak and expensive steak in Australia?
No, all the steak in Australia is all... No, shut up. You have shitty things, so shut up.
Okay. Like, instead of Burger King, they had to call it Hungry Jack's.
Grilled chicken on the barbecue.
Things,
grilled chicken, let's see.
Sauce.
It's American barbecue sauce. I can tell the difference.
It's literally just chicken with barbecue sauce on it.
It's good, but it's, like, not Australian.
I'm just gonna... Sorry.
What's a good Australian sauce?
Bit of tomato sauce.
Bit of tomato. Not ketchup. Tomato.
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 I hate
they call it tomato sauce.
They're getting coconut
it
trim
ketchup.
Now.
This is what we call a prawn in Australia. Not a shrimp. It's a bloody prawn.
It's a bloody prawn.
Mm.
Why does it taste like a macaroon? I'm sorry. Oh.
Why is everything in this country so sweet?
Because we can afford sugar because we don't have to fend it off from kangaroos and snakes eating us.
Oh. Exactly.
That's why.
But in fact, we taste America.
There was
that's what they do. I've never been to Australia, but Sean was telling me a story once, and I just believe Sean that just snakes and kangaroos steal your sugar. That's why things are much more bitter there.
When was Sean I looks like our sugar cane's in bloom. Oh no. Yeah. Look off in the distance. It's a bloody kangaroo. Quick, fend him off with your machetes.
Way too much batter, but it was pretty good.
That's a definite thumbs down.
You've ruined the prawn.
We would just do straight shrimp. We wouldn't have anything. You'd maybe have like a little bit of bread with...
Yeah, we have restaurants that do that too.
Yeah.
They're called seafood restaurants.
Well, he's, they're going off.
But they're eating seafood at Outback. That's horseshit.
To be an Australian restaurant. So he's going. He's not saying all.
I guess my problem is that this guy's V is so deep, it's bothering me.
Butter.
Yeah, I wouldn't even wear that shirt.
No.
To the ribs. Side. Okay.
Ribs aren't really a big thing in Australia. No, they're definitely not.
I'm starting to feel like this Outback Steakhouse is just like
American Steakhouse.
Texas.
Yeah. Smells good. Smells like meat.
Oh, I want to live in it.
It's probably my favorite thing so far, but it's not Australian.
I'm probably going to be crucified by saying that this is actually really good.
Like, you don't really get ribs that often. Mm-hmm. So this is like a...
It's so good.
They're all just treat. Enjoying ribs because they don't have ribs in Australia.
No, but I guarantee...
These things, oh, ribs man, I'll rule, take some right? home.
I made some ribs yesterday in the crock pot that were baller.
The Bloomin' Onion thing.
The only reason, before they move on to the Bloomin' Onion, the only reason why they weren't criticizing the ribs is because they have no Australian ribs to compare it to.
Yeah, they
what
do kangaroo
Australian
ribs.
What would an Australian delicacy be? Like, what is their...
I tell you, their delicacy is living past 45 because everything kills you.
Yes.
Ah. No, well, look, you know, German has like beer and brats. You know, England has fish and chips. Mexico has enchiladas and tacos. You know, like what is Australia? Oh, yeah.
What is the Australian dish?
Baby koalas. It's very rare.
Eight great Australian delicacies you must try when visiting. I'll load this
Vegemite.
Up.
Vegemite. They like Vegemite.
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 Can we read that after the
yeah.
After
yeah,
let me finish this.
Yeah.
What's this?
That's the Bloomin' Onion.
Is that... Hold on. Wait.
That's one onion?
Oh!
Deep fried heaven.
I've never seen any.
You've never had an onion ring?
I can't even eat this.
It's deep fried onion.
It looks like something from Alien.
I guess was what Maria's saying. Like, they don't. I know what they're saying. It's not Australian, but they have fucking shitty restaurants in Australia like everywhere else. I'm sure if you go to their portrayal of an American joint, it's probably not good.
How hard is like, that? A hamburger?
Hi
and a hot
there,
dog?
Housers. You want cheese? Some cheeseburgers?
Yeah, but what they can't get right is a crippling depression.
It's blooming ridiculous.
Get it out of your mouth while you can.
It's actually pretty good.
I kind of don't mind it in a weird way.
I feel like if I had any more of that, I would regret it.
I like blooming onions. I'll eat one.
I've never liked them.
Till the day I die.
I can't stand it.
All week people have been saying, you're going to have a bloom in an onion or whatever, and you're going to love it. How wrong they were.
I'm really sad we're so misrepresented right now.
If you want to claim
us for
this.
Who would have thought that Australians have hipsters?
Yep.
We're happy with
they
that.
They all are the younger generation, but still, if you were living in a country, and I'm assuming these guys were probably friends of the friends and the BuzzFeed staff, and they're all Australians, and they're like, hey, we have this Australian piece, yeah. Can you guys come in real quick? And you know, they probably never been Outback, whatever the play. We're here on a worker's visa. If I was there and there was a restaurant that was a national chain in Australia touting to be American food and they were serving
right.
that I've never even heard before, I'd be a little offended.
I get it.
Expected to taste Australian, but I expected it to taste okay.
They've got all this American product and they've just slapped a big fake Australian kind of like,
thank you.
You're going to be Australian now, restaurant.
I would like to know who created the menu.
We had the three facts about owners of Outback Steakhouse and what they didn't do before creating the restaurant.
Well, they didn't play a didgeridoo.
The owners of Outback Steakhouse have never been to Australia.
It's just a lie.
Okay. You would think
that's bullshit.
Listen, maybe not right away, but you would think you would have gone. Come on, man, do your homework at least,
dude. From working in the restaurant industry and working for Olive Garden, I at least know that they take their managers to fucking Italy from time to time.
Yup.
Yeah.
Is Outback owned by Brinker?
Yes.
Okay, so Brinker owns Chili's, used to be Bennigan's,
yep.
Outback.
Yep.
What else, Marie? Olive Garden, obviously.
No, not Olive
Macaroni
Garden.
Macaroni Grill.
Chevy's, don't they own Chevy's too, I think.
I think so.
Chevy's.
They own all the... So basically, they were like, how do we make the same food, but just have a slightly different twist on it? And whenever Outback...
Kangaroo meat.
Like, hey, let's do Australian. There's no Australians here, right? People don't know what that is.
True.
Want to nip over for a bit of research, no?
That makes sense now.
I mean, it's ridiculous. That's like me opening a Turkish restaurant.
We do it to Americans.
I know, so I'm saying. Of course we do.
From everyone in Australia to the people at Outback Steakhouse, with all due respect.
Jump on a plane.
It's only 13 hours away.
13 hours is
only.
A lot.
Okay, that's a little long.
They own, well, right now, actually, I guess they only own Chili's and Maggiano's Little Italy for Brinker.
They don't own...
Wait, no, who owns Outback?
I thought Brinker did.
Who owns Longhorn?
Well,
Brinker.
No, that's Darden. That's what I work
Brinker
for.
Brinker owns everything.
No.
Oh, that's right. It is
Darden owns Olive Garden, Longhorn, Yard House, Bahama Breeze, Seasons 52, Eddie V's, and the Capitol Grill.
Western Echo says, Maria's officially ruined my evening, but with that sexy albino Tumblr that you posted earlier.
You're welcome.
Thank Christ it was only six pages.
Oh, it's Bloomin' Brands. That makes sense. Like,
you're a Bloomin' Brand.
Bloomin' Brands owns Outback, Carrabba's, Bonefish, and Fleming's.
Boner fish.
Bonefish is good, though.
I like Bonefish, yeah. I like
they are overly priced, but very good.
Yeah. So then who owns J. Alexander?
I don't know. What does that have to do with anything?
I don't know. Everyone's talking about restaurants and chains. Figure you guys had the up and up.
Two chains?
Never heard of J. Alexander.
J. Alexander's is a very delicious restaurant. Fidelity National Financial.
All right, guys. Thank you for listening. Do we have anything to hip us next?
Okay, well, let's read what you should eat when you go to Australia.
Okay.
Number one, they say just go to a fucking barbecue in someone's backyard. Okay, fine. Two, pavlova. It's a meringue. Number three, damper, a heavy soda bread. Number four, Tim Tams. It's a biscuit. Vegemite.
I knew a chick that had huge Tim Tams.
Number five, Vegemite. Everyone knows that one. Six, pie floater. It's a twist on an Australian meat
the
pie.
The dead person who was eating a pie before they were drowned.
A pie floater, yep. It's actually what they call a clown that dies of asphyxiation. A pie floater.
They say, kangaroo. You should eat kangaroo.
Is that meat good, though? I heard it's, like, bad. Like, it's, like, gamey and shitty.
Yeah, but I guess if just like anything, you can cook it right.
When in Rome?
It's probably like rabbit, you know? Rabbit's gamey, too.
Oh, it's delicious.
What they need to do is do that with chickens normally and just, like, sit there and don't let them move and give them shit little steroids and plump them up all nice.
And number eight, they say you should eat the wood-eating larva called witchetty grubs. No, thank you.
I've actually heard of that. I heard that they like package them like as like chips.
All right, guys, thanks for listening. Next, stay tuned tomorrow for Cousin Joe's show next week. After
I'm going to be doing it, Cousin Joe, tomorrow.
Nice, I did it last week, and after after
it's not about competition.
It is, yeah, because I won. next week after Hippo, we're doing the first Game of Thrones podcast, so make sure you stay tuned for that.
Yay! Game of Thrones wieners and such.
All right, guys, thanks
I
for
can't
listening.
Wait.
And button, Joel. Make sure. Saturday, April 25th, you are in downtown Lakeland for our More Like Radio Live 3.
Do it.
Yep.
All right, guys. Thanks for listening. That's what I'm counting.